Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Psychic Journeyman here on Psychic Journeyman Talk Radio. I'm here on Blog Talk Radio, so welcome to the show. Today it's Saturday. We're doing another day of nothing but free readings for 3 hours. So get in there quick and get your calls in so we can answer those questions for you. The number here is 646-721-9031. I do private readings, if you notice, in the chat room. If you want to call me for a private reading right now until February 14th, they're going for $10 an hour. For the people who call the show, and $5 for a half hour for people who call the show, and people who are referred to other people to get readings who are associated with somebody with the show, you get a reading. Your readings will be almost half off as well. They're $45 an hour and $25 for a half hour. And then my rates after February 14th are going up, and they're going to be $125 an hour, $75 a half hour, and $25 for 15 minutes. So, therefore, if you want to get in before that February 14th deadline, what you need to do is buy some blocks of time. We have blocks of time for sale. We have 11 one-hour readings for $100, and we have 6 one-hour readings for $50, and 6 one-half-hour readings for $40. And we also have 4 one-hour readings for $30. So get in there and get those rates in there. When you call me and take advantage of those things, just give me a call at 937-838-6337. That number again is 937-838-6337. I also have another show here on Blog Talk Radio, which is going to start airing next week, Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. I'm supposed to be working with a woman who has a show on Blog Talk Radio called Courtney's Intuitive Corner. Her name is Courtney Bibb, and we're going to do a show called The Missing Spiritual Link with Donnie and Courtney, which, if people don't know me now, my name is Donnie, and the name that I use when I do readings is Psychic Journeyman, and on the show here. And tune in. That will be on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 11 a.m. Eastern, and we're going to be doing shows on, like, the Philadelphia Project, Atlantis, Egypt, and what we're trying to do is put in the spiritual missing link, like with Atlantis, the comparison between Atlantis and the Garden of Eden, of actually them being one and the same. Egypt, the connections to Atlantis, and all the connections that filter out through. So I think it's going to be a very interesting show, and I really recommend you tune in and check us out. It's going to be good. So therefore, that's on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 11 a.m., Eastern, and that show name is The Missing Spiritual Link with Donnie and Courtney. So call, tune in. We will be more than happy to have you join us. So check it out. Right now, if you want to get a reading, call in. And the number here is 646-721-9031. See here. We were also talking about doing readings. So therefore, let's do readings. Oh, I got one more thing to do here. I've been talking about HemiSync CDs. If you was listening to yesterday, I actually added music to my show where it's actually a grounding meditation, which is actually off the Hemi Sync CD. So if you want to take advantage and check out their many selections of CDs that you can use for meditations of all kinds, that number to call is 1-800-541-2488. That number again is 1-800-541-2488. That's here in the U.S. and Canada. And if you want to just call straight through, the number is 434-263-8692. Again, that number is 434-263-8692. And they're open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5 Eastern. Also, you can fax them too. That number is 434-263-8699. Plus, you can also contact them at their website, which is hemi-sync.com. That's Hemi, H-E-M-I, dash sync, S-Y-N-C.com. Check that out. They're very good. They got a great special going on. They always have a great special on. If you buy four CDs, the fourth one's free. So check that out. And also, if you get a chance to check out, we use John Randolph Price's books and Doreen Virtue's books for references here. So I recommend that you check both those guys. They got a lot of books and a lot of CDs, and I recommend them all highly, so check them out. So let's go on and do some readings, what do you say? I want to sit here, guys, check into my friend's show. Desiree shows a show here on every night at 8:30 Pacific time called The Adored Angel Show, so check that out too. And my friend Courtney, she has a show, usually, I think it's on Fridays at 7. It's called Courtney's Intuitive Corner, so check that one out too as well. So let's go do some readings and answer some questions. What do you say? Okay, here we go. All right. Area code 267. You're on the air. Welcome to the show, and what's your name?
Hi, I'm Chris. How are you?
You're Chris?
Yes.
So how are you, Chris? How am I doing?
Okay. Yes.
I'm still working on that, so, you know.
Really? Aww.
Yeah.
Aww.
So you know, it's not one of those alls. It's just, yeah, you know, sometimes you got to play neutral.
Yeah, okay. I hear you.
Okay. Well, Chris, okay. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
You guys have a lot of problems in Pennsylvania? I get a lot of calls, and I got a lot of clients from Pennsylvania.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, I don't know.
Goes. Oh, well, it's no problem. So do you have a couple
well,
questions?
It's all the snow, you know. That's what it is. You know, I'm
is
near Philadelphia. Yeah, it's all the snow that's making us, you know, we have a little bit of that seasonal, what do they call it? A seasonal,
cabin
it's sad.
Fever. Cabin fever.
Yeah, a little bit. It's a little bit too much of that right now.
Yeah, no, I understand. I live here. I'm in Ohio, right beneath you, and we got a lot of snow here, too, so we're getting out
oh,
of
oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
So.
I was wondering if you could look at my love life, like, where is it going, where is it headed?
Do we have to? No, I'm just kidding. okay.
Oh, not bad, huh?
Heck yeah, come on, you know. It's okay. I mean, right off the bat, I'm thinking, going, oh, you know something, there's a lot of things here, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, Chris, but it seems like in some ways there's been some realizations that you have to come to accept, because it's almost like
yeah.
You know which direction to go in. It's just that as soon as you accept it, you'll make that decision and follow through. It's something you don't want to do,
right?
But you really know that you got to do it, because I feel like you're still being pulled, and I always tell
yeah.
people, when you're still being pulled, I feel like there's somebody else for you that's pulling you away from this relationship, because it's in favor of what you're trying to do. It's because when we start to think about this, everybody, when you're thinking about being happy and you're still being pulled forward, but the person you're with is not going with you, that is a big sign. It says, okay, I want to be happy, but this person here, he doesn't want to be that kind of thing. He's kind of slowed down, even to the point he's thinking too much.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not a bad
right.
thing. I mean, just look at this way, okay? You really care about this person in a strong sense.
Yeah.
Therefore, let's be unconditionally loving here and say, okay, if I'm destined for somebody else, then he is too. So this set him free so we can both be happy.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
So I'm just saying, we can sit here and look at it and go, whoa. But we can also say, you know, learning experience, and follow through with what you know you need to do. Because I always tell people in situations like this, usually the person who's thinking and focusing and who knows what to do is the most, because some women don't like this because they don't like to sit there and they think it might be actually like an insult to their man that they're with. But if you've outgrown your man, which means he stopped, and you've come to some realizations about yourself, that he's still going to get there, but he's still behind you. That's why you feel so tired, because you're dragging him along with you. Does it make sense to you?
Yes.
Yeah, so you sit here and look at the situation and go, man, you know, it's like we need to let go. And that's the whole thing, is just letting go and seeing that. Because in the situation of being with this person, too, you kind of attach yourself to it because of just the fear itself. I mean, you knew where it was going.
Right. Do you see anybody on the horizon other than this I'm actually, that you mentioned it, I'm in the process of trying to let this person go. But do you see that there's anybody else on the horizon?
Sometimes I sit here and tell people, like, when they ask the question like that, I say, nope, you're destined to be lonely for the rest of your life. And then they kind of look at me and go, what? And I said, think about what you just asked.
I mean, in the near future.
I know what you're saying. I'm just saying, in the process of making the decision, that's why the decision needs to be made, because there's somebody coming in favor of what's going on. It's like the universe is correcting. It's like making a decision, and the universe says, okay, we need to correct this to get you you back to where you're supposed to be at. It's not a good or bad thing. It's the ideal. We took a step away from the path that we chose.
Okay.
The universe is trying to put you back on that. Because I can, honestly, I do see someone on the horizon, but when I see this person, they're still a bit in the distance. It's almost like, how I put it, it's like the sun's behind them, which casts a shadow over them, so you can't see who they are. And
right.
I always feel like that. It's like looking at the situation, and what's the shadow represent here? It's the ideal. I can't walk into this just yet because there's someone occupying my space.
Okay.
Okay, so we need to take care of this situation, because I feel like it's right behind the whole situation of what's going on now. So once this is cleared up and gone, and also I get the really strong impressions that when you sever ties, you have to re-sever ties, which means no phone calls, no association, or nothing.
Okay.
This person has to realize that, because I just feel like if you sit here and open one bit of conversation after you do this, he's gonna look at it as a door that just opened. Okay. And he's gonna think, oh, since you're talking, I guess we're destined to be together. No, it just means I need some coffee. Come on, dude. So I'm just saying, I'm serious. Even on the smallest inkling of anything of saying, okay, asking for a piece of gum, he would look at it as not letting go. And that's what I'm saying. Because I feel like down the road, there's a really strong chance of having a friendship down the road.
Okay.
But you have to do this. This is what I tell everybody. We started talking about this on the show the other day, and men don't like it when women sit there and wait, okay? And what that means is, it's not the idea of not making yourself available or not making yourself available. That means, like me personally, okay, if I'm with a woman who just stops doing everything because she's so scared it's all going to fall apart, I lose interest. But she's living her life. She's not making herself available all the time because she's living her life. She's following her goals, and she's doing what she wants to, which I respect. And then when you're in a relationship where it's back and forth of respecting each other and realizing these are the things you want to do, and then you meet in the middle, and you talk about it, and you celebrate it together, that's what they want. Okay, that's the whole thing of balanced relationship. So I'm just saying, with the situation, there's no such thing as waiting. It's the ideal. What you need to do is walk and move forward and live your life, and this is all going to come together, and you're going to look back on it and say, ooh, I'm in a relationship, and it's great, and things are going, and I thought I would never get past this, or that guy would never leave me alone, and here I am. That's how it's going to work. That's how it's going to happen. So you've got to keep moving forward and embracing every opportunity that comes along. This is what we call learning how to live, and also not being scared to do that, because people look, like you're looking at your situation and going, this is a risk. I'm taking a risk and walking away because I don't know what's going to happen. But then you're going to start realizing that when you start taking these risks, as you call them, you're going to start realizing these were the answer. So they're not risk. It's doing the right thing.
Yeah, well, that's what... See, I meditate a lot. I meditate like 30 minutes a day.
Uh-huh, try to...
Pardon me?
Try to move it up a little bit, at least like an hour, and then try to visit it up to 2 hours. Okay? Go ahead, sorry.
Okay. That's okay. But... In my head, I mean, that's what I'm getting, that I have to walk away. It's we've basically grown apart.
Yes.
You know?
Right now, your angels are going. They're dancing in a circle going, she's got it. You know what I'm saying? Okay.
Yeah. Right. I mean, he was here to help, and he helped, and now I have to move on.
Yes. You both have to move on. And since he's, like, too comfortable. Would you say he's gotten too comfortable?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's like when this thing's shaking things up and saying, dude, I mean, honestly, you're not supposed to get really comfortable, happy with what your life is, but not comfortable because it's constantly progression and moving forward. We're
right.
changing every day. And when you see a person, like the person you're talking about, it's kind of like, I always say, your life comes to a halt when you're sitting there analyzing it. And as soon as you start living again, it starts moving forward. That's how life works. You just start moving, going, and go, oh, this is great, but you're still moving. I can, you know, catch the bus. You know, and you decide. I'm serious. There's little signs like that too from time to time that you miss the bus, and you're chasing after the bus. But it's like a sign saying, "Yeah, dude, you need to get moving again,"
and start
pursuing, not chasing, but pursuing those opportunities coming because they're all coming to you. You know that as well as anybody else.
Things come
to you, and so you know the right. I mean, it's all calm down because I'm getting a little hyper on this one too. So just like, just all relax and go, you know what you need to do. And I'm just getting excited because I saw this picture of your angels dancing around in a circle. Like, you know, she's got it now. And it's, you know, a matter of time. And what she's been asking us for, she's starting to realize that she has to do that as well. And it's coming and it's opening. And next thing she's going to be embracing and going, okay, this is exactly what I want. But I also warn you too, when you go into this whole thing, when you meet this next guy, it's almost like my girlfriend now. There's still a point of pulling back. Just regrouping because it's kind of like a different thing of this woman is reflecting back just what I've always wanted. And it was kind of hard to deal with to actually say, ooh, I've just manifested exactly what I wanted. And that, for some reason, was hard to grasp. So we're taking it in. But the more we go forward and we're embracing each other, we're letting the reflection, we're learning from the reflection. And by learning from the reflection we're giving each other, we're growing closer together.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. When I say live it, that's what I mean by living it. That's where you get the bond, and it's where it grows stronger, and you get closer.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
And please give me a call sometime to take advantage of this $10 reading, because I'd love to do a past life.
I would.
And if anything,
I would love to do that.
Yeah, get some of the blocks of town.
Do you have that posted anywhere so I can get the information again?
It should be in the chat room.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
No problem. And you are welcome. And thank you very much for calling. And
may God bless you.
And please cut me a call back and tell me how these things are going. But like I said before, if you get this past life thing, I guarantee you're going to learn a lot about yourself, and it's going to be fun. Okay?
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, here we go, guys. Erica 484, you're on the air. Welcome to the show, and what's your name?
Yes, hi. My name is Tiffany, and I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
You're calling from Pennsylvania, too?
Yes.
Tiffany?
Yes.
How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, great. I'm a very positive person. No matter what the circumstances are, I stay 100% positive.
I can feel the energy. Yeah, it's great.
Good, good. Now, I am calling up regarding my love life. I want to know what you see as far as this gentleman. Do you see him moving to my state, Pennsylvania, to, you know, start a relationship, physical relationship with me? Or where do you see this going?
Hey, what's the situation with this relationship? How long has it been going on? I get about 4 months.
Two years.
Okay, what's happened what's important about the last 4 months then?
Oh, well, last 3 months, he's not been communicating.
Right.
So I don't know what his problem is. So I don't know if it's the end of the road for me and him because he lives in a different state. So I really don't know what's going on.
I get a man is regrouping and trying to figure out what he does want. But at the same time, I feel like he's also pursuing somebody else. I think what I mean by pursuing somebody else, it seems like there's an interest that somebody's close to him. Now, the biggest problem I get with that is he's looking at the situation as she's convenient, but he's not really looking at her. Okay?
You mean the woman that he's looking at is convenient because she lives in his hometown?
Yeah, but he's not. But he's. I'll give you like this, okay? I'm dating some girl, and then some girl comes into the situation that we have a lot in common and compatibility. For a second there,
Okay.
I go. For a second there, I go there because, ooh, we got a lot in common. But I wasn't paying attention. Was there any kind of connection? Was there any kind of feelings or not like that? I didn't pay attention to that. And then I look back and step back from it, and going, okay, there's not. It's just compatibility. Compatibility can get you in trouble.
And see, what I think happened is, I think he kind of started talking to his ex. And I think that's what he's doing. I think he's trying to figure out, does he want his ex back? And I think he's realizing, because I have a little bit of intuition, I think he's realizing, no, I don't want this back. That's why she is my ex. And I got to try to figure out how I'm going to explain this to me. You know what I mean? Is that what you feel he's thinking now?
Well, I would sit there and say, not exactly that way. What I get is the idea he's thinking about going back with her because she's convenient and he's not looking at her realistically, as like you said, she is an ex for a reason. And there's also the one thing I would do, because I feel like communication is going to start again, if not here in the next 2 weeks, where it's like talking to him and saying, you're in a spiritual lifestyle and the idea of cutting cords is very important. But we've been talking about this for the last 2 weeks. If people don't cut the one that needs to be cut to cut that connection that you had,
Okay.
which is a sexual cord.
Okay.
It's one of the most powerful connections that you can have with another human being. And people have a tendency to neglect that one. And I always tell Archangel Michael to cut everything, the ones I see and even the ones I don't see. So it's like one of those things kind of working with him. I think he will do it, maybe not as quick as you'd like him to, but I do see us. Have you guys met each other face to face at all?
No, we haven't met face to face. We were supposed to at Christmas time, and he quit talking to me right in November. I think he backed out. He was scared. He was realizing this was getting
This is
real.
real. Yeah, real.
And man, what am I going to do? She's coming here. And I'm a Virgo. I'm very aggressive. I have my own cleaning business. I'm a take charge, yes, no person. And I don't know what his problem is, but my thing is, if he starts up communication with me again, what does he want? Don't play. I can't just be put on the shelf. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So what, I mean, if you're saying that he's going to start up communication again and he hasn't called me or done anything in 3 months, why would he even bother? That's what I'm saying to you. Why?
Hold on, sweetie. I'm listening to
Okay.
you, but I have to boot some people out of the freaking chat room with their freaking craziness.
Okay.
So we're trying to sit here and clear the clutter here for a second. Let's see. And who else? We've got just David. Now they're talking about the chat room. I don't know, but other hosts seem to have just that superpower. Yeah, I just figured it out, sweetie. I just figured it out. Yeah, there is. You just click and kick. Okay, if I kick you out by accident, just, it happens. So, this is just crazy. And I want to thank those people in the chat room because you're just adding to the popularity of my show, and my ratings are going through the ceiling. So, hey, thanks. I appreciate it.
Oh, me?
Huh?
What, because of me?
No.
Oh.
Not you, sweetie. So,
Okay.
I'm saying, I'm trying. There's a girl in here who's going, oh, but through third go is through. I don't know what they're even talking about. So, you're welcome. Through. What is V3? Does anybody know what that means?
No, I don't know what V3 means.
I saw it yesterday. Let's see. Jesus, this, and the New
This is
York Times.
the first time I'm ever calling you.
I'm sorry, sweetie. What we're trying to do is BTR customer service. Okay, where'd that come from? I don't know what that is. So, hold up, sweetie. Oh, God, this is just Jesus, this, and the New York card stand has produced so much fail. Okay, this is David, dude. David, this is not. Okay. Okay, but why are they in the chat room? What do I do? Well, we're trying to boot these little dudes out of here, and BTR is in the chat room. Okay. Okay, so we were going to do... gee, this is crazy, isn't it? I heard you were in you're having trouble. Yes. Yes. Okay, I was trying to chat something here. Yes, yes, yes. Yes. Do you have a boot button? Yeah, I do. I'm booting them out. For some reason, they're not, you know. Okay, I was actually... We're having fun here, boys and girls, so just hang with us and enjoy the excitement. Okay. All right, I got that one. And... I'm trying to, you know, this is great. I mean, I had a co-host for a while. Now I see why. Don't worry. The customer service will do it. Thank you. Yeah, there's people screaming and doing all kinds of stuff that have nothing to do with this show, kind of. I mean, I believe in Jesus and God and the angels, and we all work together.
Oh, boy.
Not in this craziness that I've had with this situation, but.
Wow.
Okay, let's go back and see what your situation. I'm just saying, the one thing you need to do in this situation is don't worry about what's going on. Okay, just let it all play out and live your life and do what you got to do and take advantage of the opportunities that are coming in your life. Even to the point where there might actually be someone coming in better for you. I really feel like that very strongly. But it's one of those things of letting go. And I always tell everybody, you know, the idea of letting go should not even be an issue because you should never attach yourself to the situation anyway. That's a fearful thing of attaching yourself to people because you're scared you're going to lose them. And with the situation here, he had some issues and problems, and he's working through a lot of those things, and he's really not, right now, he's just not emotionally available to you. And you seem like you really are open to a real relationship, and you were really disappointed back in December when he didn't show and the whole thing, because you were really, really looking for. I could see, I could almost picture the excitement of you wanting this to happen so quickly because you wanted to connect.
Because we had talked about this for 2 solid years. I mean, we planned everything out. Mm-hmm. I was supposed to be moving up there in January, everything.
Mm-hmm.
And he totally crawled into a box and taped himself up, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
So my question to you is, why would he even be calling me anymore? Why don't he just keep doing what he's doing and leave me alone?
Well, I would suggest, I'm just saying, with the situation, why would he be calling you again? It's just like working through something and realizing what she's all about. But see, the one thing I do stress about the situation I see unfolding is I almost see him still attached to her and when he calls and talks to you. So I almost get the impression that when he starts calling, not to actually open any kind of communication for a little while. I mean, it's just one of those things to see if he's actually calling for the right reasons. And I just feel like he's had it too easy, I guess you would say. You understand what I'm saying? It's like you have agreed with things because of you really wanting to work out, but in the same sense, he's been hiding. Okay, and...
calls me, is he going to tell me the truth that he found someone else? Or
not at first. That's what I'm saying, not at first. But I feel like if you sit there and hold off for a little bit, like at least 4 phone calls before you actually answer the phone, that you'll get more of the truth out of him. And unless, like I said, if you answer the first phone call, I feel like he'll continue to still hide. So I'm just saying. Okay?
And then, okay, all right. So you don't feel like this man is going to move here or anything this year?
Well, I feel like the answer was yes when I got it the first time, and I still get yes. It could still work out. But it's one of those things that it's like looking at the thing realistically and saying, okay, and being honest and straightforward and say, okay, dude, this is what we got to do. If you don't want to agree with this, then and if we have one more situation where you don't follow through, then I have to follow through with what I know I need to do, which is go on and pursue other. And I'm not saying I don't feel like you need to even I don't think you even have to explain him. It's just the idea of saying, okay, you did not follow through once. So the idea of suggesting anything, if you don't follow through, then I have to respect myself and move on.
Right. Well, I'm to the point where I am not moving to New York. So if he wants mm-hmm. to be with me, he has to come here. That's it. You know, that's it. because I'm done playing games.
Yes.
So if you don't see him coming here, there's no sense in me even answering his phone calls because I'm done playing games.
Well, I'm just saying to you, sweetie, it's always a decision. And you follow your intuition, and you said you're very intuitive. I think you're very intuitive. I don't think you're a little intuitive. And I think sometimes you really see things what they are, but it's kind of a hard thing to think about.
Right, and that was my concern. Ever since December, I've been feeling like he's going to show up at my doorstep with a bag and say, I'm here.
If that happens, you send him packing.
Yes.
Because you're not responsible for him, no shape or form. And I do feel like there are some financial situations going on with him.
Yes.
Yes. So I would not go. I'm saying.
No. So I mean, I don't know if this person that he's seeing or interested in, if he's living with this person or if they're just dating or whatever they're doing. But
no. Right now, it's one of those things of curiosity and.
So he's not in a full blown relationship.
No, he's not.
Living with this girl. She's supporting him or whatever.
No.
Okay.
I'm just saying. It's one of those things of curiosity. It's like, I would say, mowing things over and that kind of stuff. And that's why I always, when I see situations like this, that's why I would suggest to people that I can't work with, that you, when you do this on the internet or long distance thing, there should be initiated the first time seeing each other. It should be, if not in the 2 hours, first 2 hours, it should be at least in the first 2 days. You got to establish that connection so people won't go wishy-washy back and forth or hide.
I know.
They know you're real.
But I also feel like I have a good 2 solid years of foundation with this man where I get along with him and I feel comfortable with him and I'm okay. But now he, you know, goes hiding in a box.
Well, it's one of those things of reality because he's been thinking about what's going to be like to live together. I think it's one of those things, that he knows how difficult he can be to live with, Okay?
Okay. Okay. And, you know, I don't like confrontation. I don't want to argue with this man. I don't want to fight with him. So I don't even know how to react when he does call me, you know, because I'm a very positive person. I'm a very loving, gentle person. And, you know, I don't want no problems, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. No problem. I'm just saying with the situation at hand, I would focus on nothing, but right now I wouldn't even ask any questions of why. I would just say, what do I want, and work on me, and say, okay, there's something reflecting back to me. So am I also the same too?
Okay.
Because he's reflecting, he's a reflection of you in some shape or form. So we look at the situation and go, okay, am I emotionally available? Am I sitting there doing the same things? And this is just a place to start, so therefore this won't happen again to you. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay. Right.
Okay, so
right.
I definitely want you to sit there and start to listen.
Right.
Okay?
Right. And I'm just going to, you know, stay as positive as possible with the whole situation. You know, there's no sense in being negative and upset about stuff because I have no control over anyone's decisions in life.
And
no,
that's
one
true,
does.
Too. And you've made a goal to be happy. And this situation is not making you happy, so that's one reason you should cut it off in favor of you.
Okay? Yes. Well, that sounds good, and I really appreciate you taking the time to take my phone call.
No, no problem. Please get in there with that with the readings being at $10. I tell everybody $10 and $5 for an hour and a half and an hour and a half hour just for people to call the show. So it's going to stop after the 14th, and I'd love to do a past life with you because I feel like there's a lot to be learned there, okay?
Right.
So give me a call real soon. I'll be happy to work with you, okay?
All right. Well, thank you, and you have a great night.
You too. Thank you. I appreciate the call. You have a great night.
Okay. You too.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
All right, guys. Let's go on to our next call. Hello. Hi. You're on the air. Welcome to the show. Hello? Yes, hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Where was you?
What? Well, I was on my speakerphone, and I didn't know you were talking to me, so it took me a moment.
I usually announce people's area codes, but you're 1111111.
I know, I'm a Skype, and yeah.
Yeah,
okay,
so.
Yeah, well, good. What I'm calling about is I'm going to a meeting, and it has to do with a machine. That it's a new type of machine where they use fluorescent or red. What is that called? Inflared light or something to help.
Infrared.
Thank you. Thank you, to help read your body. Have you, do you have any insight if this sounds like something that would be good to go learn about, or?
I do. I think it'd be a very important thing to go learn about, because it's something about the situation that you can pass on to other people about the exposure.
Okay.
That's what I get. That's what I get. So it's like a definitely an education of educating people on what you can and cannot do, but also protecting yourself and actually coexisting. That's what I get.
Okay. Good. All
mm-hmm.
right. Then I will go. Well, terrific. Well, thank you very much.
You have anything else you want to ask before you go?
Well, yeah. How does this year look for me? I'm doing a workshop, and how is that?
You're doing a workshop. Is it what? Is this on the same topic or subject or something
totally
different?
Well, it's healing your inner self to so you can get in touch with the emotions that tend to pop up during our life.
The one thing I pick up with you really quickly is you need to follow through with everything that comes to you this year and not procrastinate like you've been doing.
Okay.
And with this situation of healing, this is so excellent. And I wish I had some information, but there's actually things on the internet that I'm pretty sure you've heard of, how people will call you and you can have this group calls when they're trying to recruit you for corporations. Well, they actually have the same thing on the internet too, where you can actually send out information to people to do the same thing, but what you'll be doing is classes on healing and stuff like that, and people pay up front, you give them a phone number, you all connect, and it's like doing a class, but you're doing it through your phone over the internet.
Okay, so you're talking about that's what I should do.
Exactly. I don't have
okay.
information, because
okay.
I actually have someone give it to me,
Wait.
Give me the information
let
tonight.
Let me throw this out. What I'm thinking about doing eventually, what I would like to do is to do an interactive where you don't have to travel all over the country, but you connect with people all over the country, and it's actually a video. So you can actually, people can see
mm-hmm.
you, and you can see them, and you can answer questions and so forth. So it's like being in a classroom. It's just your...
Yeah, that's what this is. That's what this is. It's like telecommunication. I can't. She gave me a little bit, but she wants to give me the information, so I'll make sure I got it. But that's what it is. Basically the same thing. But some people use it for recruiting people for their corporations. Well, they came up with a different thing where you can go in. And there's a couple companies she's trying to get me right now where you can actually go in there for free. And what you do is you tell people, my classes are this much per person. They send you the money. You send the phone number. And then you all call in on a group call, and you do a class.
Wow, I was thinking about, isn't that funny? See, isn't that amazing how there's no coincidences?
No,
you know?
There isn't. I was doing the same thing last night. I was doing the same thing last night. I was talking to one of my clients, and I was talking about I want to improve and connect with more people, and how could I do it with what I'm doing now? I mean, I love working with people one-on-one, don't get me wrong. But and then she goes, have you checked out this one stuff? I'm like, I never even heard of it. And she told me this. I'm like, I've been thinking about improving and you know, on a larger scale, and it was amazing how, like you said, things happen for a reason, so.
Right, right. Well, how could I find out the name? Could I call you back about it, or should I just look up video?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
No, what you can do is I'm going to get the information from my client tonight, because I'm doing a reading with her tonight after
the
show, so just call me on my private number, and I'll give you the information, too.
Okay, and would I get you on the website, would I get your private number then?
Actually, I don't know if you're watching the chat room.
Yes, I can go to the chat room, absolutely.
Yeah, hold on. That's one thing I should do.
That was really something, huh? Okay.
Yes, and there
you
go. It's in the chat room right now.
I got it. Terrific.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. I appreciate the call. You have a great night. And like I said, give me a call later on.
I will.
Cross references and that kind of stuff. And
very exciting.
With the work that you do, I mean, can't you take like 5 minutes right now and tell everybody how they can actually reach you?
Well, they can. It's actually I'm doing a workshop at Unity Church is what I'm doing right now. So
I'm just saying, if he was doing something like this, you know, as for yourself and helping other people too, and he had some information to hand out to people, they can actually call you or whatever. You can do that too as well.
Oh, okay. Okay, I see. So I could give my phone number to you, and then they could call me.
Well, actually, you can actually announce it on the air right now if you want to, and you can put it in the chat room.
Okay, well, I'll do that. I'll put it in the chat room then.
All right, there you go.
Okay, that's wonderful. Well, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
That's wonderful. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
I mean, I can give out, well, you know what, I'll just do it in the chat room, and I'll just say it's for healing your inner self. Okay, thanks.
There you go. All right.
Bye.
Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, let's go on to our next caller. Area code 815. You're on the air.
Welcome. Hi, how are you today?
I'm going great. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
My name is Tammy.
It's what?
Tammy.
Cammy?
Tammy.
Oh, Tammy. Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry, I got a bad cold.
That's all right, Tammy. Go ahead and ask your question.
Oh, I just wanted to know. I have a possibility of a full-time position or a part-time position coming up, and I wanted to see which one is actually going to come through.
I get the impression you should really focus on what you really want. But I also get the full-time one.
Okay, because I have a website, and I'm on Blog Talk as well. And then I have two books that are coming out.
Well, why don't you tell us all about them?
The first one is called Walk in Peace, and the other one is called My Soulful Journey. Those should be due out around March.
Soulful Journey?
My Soulful.
My Soulful. Okay.
Yeah.
Like I told the last lady, if you want to go ahead and put that information in the chat room, you're more than welcome to do so.
Oh, great. Yeah, those should be due out around March, but I'm looking for something in the meantime. My website that I have, it's a humanitarian website.
It's
solely to help other people out.
Okay.
You can put
in the chat room, and with these books, I just wanted to ask, they're actually books or the e-books?
Oh, both.
Both? Okay.
Both. I have
so if you could take and send me to my email address the link so I can actually get the ebook myself, I'd really appreciate it.
Oh, sure. Yeah, like I said, those will be due out, I figure around March. So.
Okay.
Yeah, I think things are going to, and then I have a couple of conferences I want to go to this summer. But, of course, you know, publishing the books put it quite a bit of a strain, so I wanted to see financially what was going to happen first.
I'm just saying, keep following through with what you're doing and what's going on and what's going. I'm just keep moving forward because you're going into something really good. So don't doubt it. I mean, just the idea of having that one little thought in your head about the lack of could actually work against you, and you don't want that to happen. You know how it works, and they can have a tendency to sneak in there. So I'm just saying, keep an eye on that whole thing. And believe me, I had a couple weeks here where I did the same thing, where it was like I was focusing on exactly what I wanted, but at the same time, I was still in the process of focusing on bills. You're still focusing on the lack of because you're scared you're not going to be able to pay him. That's a definite thought of lack of. So what you need to do is just focus on the money, as in not the money, but focus on your service and what you're doing, and also tell yourself you deserve the best. And I'm letting down the resistance to accept just exactly what is mine. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, I was leaning more toward the part-time so I could still do what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
And it wouldn't impact it that much. I'm just saying. Part-time definitely would, yeah.
Right. I'm just saying with the situation at hand, it's a temporary thing.
Yep.
Okay, because you're going to get to a point where you're going to have to let the job go in favor of what's going on. Because I feel like the books are going to be really good. I mean, I don't see you hitting the ideal of being a multimillionaire just with the two books themselves, but I do see that compensation of what you've been waiting for, what you've been focusing on visualizing, is definitely going to happen, okay?
Okay, most definitely, because I've already eyed a different house that I want to move to and everything, so.
I'm just saying. You know how it works. You got to live it. So I'm just keep moving forward.
Yeah.
And what kind of house are we talking about here?
I wanted to see about my health, too, because I've been...
Well,
I don't
you
know,
have some problems. Go ahead.
It hit December 25th, Christmas night, and it's like, it's been like cold after flu bug after cold, and it's like, when is it going to end? I have so much stuff I want to do, but it's like keeping me down.
Well, when you have a tendency to not be true to yourself, it weakens your immune system. that's what I was saying before about the worry and that kind of stuff. When I say not being true to yourself, it doesn't mean you're lying to yourself. But when you sit there and worry is actually having lack of faith in yourself. So, plus you put a lot of energy in this book and stuff, and you kind of put yourself in a state of overworking yourself. So, I feel like in some ways you're still recovering from a lot of that.
Both at the same time, I will never do that again. That's the biggest part of it.
Excuse me. No, I did the same thing about Wednesday. I did readings. I did went on my friend's show in the morning, and did readings, and I did my 3-hour show, and then I went on that night with a friend of mine, Amy, who has a Psychic Cupid Arrow show. I went on and did readings with her, and then I was like, I knew I had to watch what I did, but I didn't do my meditations like I do in my chakra cleansing. The next morning, I woke up with migraines. So, but I have no one to blame but myself. I went out and indulged myself. So I'm just saying with the situation, take that into account. You did it to yourself, but at the same time, since you did it to yourself, you can also cure yourself and work and heal yourself really quickly too, just by changing all that stuff and start focusing. I mean, I'm not saying you're not. I just feel like when you get kind of like in a worried state, you need to sit and really focus on the vision that you have, okay?
Okay.
Because I'm honestly, when I start picking things up, follow through. Keep following through. Keep going forward. You know, keep yourself busy so there's no chance for any kind of worry seeping in. Because that's what I do. I'm always getting guests on my show, working on my show, doing other shows. I'm actually doing another show with my friend Courtney, who has a show here called Courtney's Intuitive Corner. And did you say you have a blog talk radio? A blog?
Yes,
blog?
And for a while there, I was doing 6 shows a week.
Yes, I'm doing it right now.
And then doing all the writing for my website and then keeping up with the fan page. And, I mean, it's a lot. I think that's what wore me down. So
I'm
pacing myself much better now.
Right. And, I'm doing 6 days a week, 3-hour shows. And trying to keep it down. But, hey, I'm having so much fun. I can't stop. But I'm just
right,
you, what's the name of your show? What's the name of your show?
Oh, it's under Women's Recreation.
Okay.
And
hey,
the
everybody.
Same thing, I just got in the chat room as well, and the same thing with the website, it's womensrecreation.com.
Cool, okay,
I'm
going to
put all that in there, yeah. And
all
it's
right.
all just empowerment and helping other people, regardless, man, woman, child, doesn't matter. It's everybody.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you have any... you want to get a private reading with me or something like that, we could actually chain out services, huh?
Yeah, that sounds good. And also authors, if you know them too as well, please go to my website. It's just gmail.com and send me, anybody that has a book or anything that will help other people by any means, please send them my way. I'll be more than happy to help others as well. I'll put my email address in your chat
and your phone
number as well.
Can I take, I can see your phone number right now. You mind if I take down your phone number?
Oh, sure.
Okay, because I want to contact you, because I'm actually putting a book together too myself, so. I've got this book I've been doing. I got 3 pages started, but it's been a long time to think, so I was going to name it, I wasn't going to name the book. I was going to name the book, I'm kind of hyper right now, Love Will Save You, So Lit It, Using the Law of Attraction to Find True Love.
There you go.
So, and your
That's
name
awesome.
Is? What's your name?
Tammy. Yeah.
Tammy. That's a T-A-M-M-Y?
T-A-M-I.
Oh, Gammy. Like a G?
No, T is in Tom.
Okay, that's why I said T-A.
Uh-huh. M-I.
M-I, sorry.
Yes. Oh, no, you're fine.
Okay. Okay, there we go. So, you got your information in there. That's good. And, is anything else?
Yep.
Anything else? I can't say.
One last thing about my kids. Both my boys. Anything you picking up special on them? One was being kind of an idiot. I mean, I haven't heard from him in a little bit. I just figured he was going through one of his phases, so I kind of leave him be.
Is that the one you butt heads with, or is it the other one?
One I was extremely close with, and he's the one that kind of screwed up lately, so.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what he's got going on, but him and I used to be very close.
The hardest thing to do in this situation is let him fall.
What happened?
I said the hardest part I see in this situation is letting them fall and pick themselves up.
Yep.
And there's nothing you can do. And And it's just the ideal of, I always say in situations, even if you have, like my situation, having someone who did something bad, you still don't, you don't condone it, but you're supportive through whatever happens. But you don't condone what's going on. You just tell them, I'm going to be here for you, but you did something wrong, so therefore you've got to do like everybody else does. You got to pay for it. So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's my youngest one. But yeah, I had a feeling he was going through something. But I just leave him this space and let him figure it out.
That's the only thing you can do, and just tell him, you know, I'm here for you. I can be supportive, but I can't if you've broken the law or you've done things that I just can't condone. I'm not going to do that just because you're my son. Blood is thicker than water, but at the same time, that's the whole thing. I'm still here for you. I'm not going anywhere. If you go, you know, it's one of those things people always think for some reason we're going somewhere and we have no intentions of going anywhere, but it's a fear. So they have a tendency to do certain things to get attention and to try to pull you in. And that's all it is. It's one of those things of sticking to your guns and saying, I understand, but nope.
Yeah, definitely. Most definitely. But I appreciate it very much. And
no problem.
I'll put my information in there as well.
Okay.
My email and stuff too.
All right, there you go.
Fantastic.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, and you have a great night.
Thank you, and I'm going to listen in on the phone as well.
Okay. So
all right, I'll
back.
Take myself out of the queue. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All righty. Okay, like we were talking about before, private readings, people putting their information in the chat rooms to take that information down. I think a lot of people can take advantage of that whole thing. I think the idea of working together and that kind of stuff is really coming together. Like I also said, my information is in there too, so you want to call me for a private reading. It's 937-838-6337. And my rates are good until the end of February. Well, end of February 14th, the day itself. And then after that, the rate's going back up to $125 an hour, $75 for a half hour, and $25 for 15 minutes. But right now, they're still good for $10 for an hour and $5 for a half hour call on the show. And if you are referred through somebody who's called into the show, yours is $45 an hour and $25 for a half hour. And if you want to buy blocked time, we have a block of 11 one-hour readings for $100. We have a block of time, 6 one-hour readings for $50, and 6 one-half-hour readings for $40, and then we have a block of 4 one-hour readings for $30. So check it out. Call me, 937-838-6337, and I'll give you the information, and we'll be happy to work with each and every one of you. So get in there and get that done, and let's have some fun. So let's go on to our next caller. Hey, how are you? Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Hello?
Yes, how are you?
Well, actually, this question is not for me. Okay. My friend Caroline has a question for you.
Ask him.
Is there any happiness in my future?
Is there any happiness in the future?
Yes.
What's your name? Caroline?
Caroline.
And where are you guys calling from?
Linden, New Jersey.
Okay. The ideal, the situation of asking the question, it seems like you've had some really hard times, and you're kind of like losing faith that you could actually have anything good in the future.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, with the situation this next year. I'm saying that because I keep forgetting we're actually in January. So what I'm actually saying, this year is a turnaround year for you. Open your mind and let things progress like they have to, because you're kind of like blocking things out right now. It's one of those things of working with yourself. Do you do any meditations in the morning at all?
I've been studying Tibetan Buddhism.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, take the idea of certain things and put them in practice.
Okay.
Still your mind, open your heart, because it seems like you've been through a lot, so you're kind of keeping your heart closed because you're just not trusting anybody. What do you think?
I'm
serious. The ideal happiness is like, I'm trying to figure out what that means, because the question yourself is wide open. So I'm trying to figure out the idea of having happiness in your life and having happiness in every area of your life. The answer comes to me as very yes.
Okay.
I don't know. Do you have another question?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm here with my friends over, and this is James. You gave me a reading like last week, and I'm showing them BTR. Do you have another? My friend Scott here. Do you have time to take his question?
Sure. Go ahead. Ask a question.
I want to know. Do you see anything happen for me in the next 2 months?
I see a lot of things happening for you in the next 2 months. I just want you to sit there and quit focusing on the lack of and start focusing on what you want to do.
And what do you see if I do that?
What's that? I'm sorry?
What do you see happening if I decide to do that?
The way it comes to me is the opposite of what's happening with you right now.
Oh, so I'm in debt right now, but I'm still going to be in debt. I won't be out of debt, I mean.
No, you're going to get out of debt. But I want you to quit using the word debt.
Okay.
Okay, it's one of those things. When I sit here and say focus on changing things and changing the future, basically it means changing your thinking as well. And look at the situation of when you use the word debt, you put energy into that whole thing, so it attracts more situations to be in debt about. So what you're trying to do is change things around. So it's the idea of getting a clear picture of what you want to do and how you want that to happen and just put your feet down and say, I refuse to think otherwise. So when things happen, you just take a deep breath and say, nope. And what I do is say, yes, everything's going to happen just the way I say it's going to happen. And yes, things are coming around, and yes, and I never use the word no.
Okay, I'll make sure when I play y'all lottery, I say yes, I'm going to win it.
Yes, seriously. People do win the lottery, so the idea of you winning the lottery is definitely a possibility. But it's one of those things of asking yourself, in your subconscious mind, do you think you have that thought in there that says that it is possible for you to win the lottery, or are you working against yourself?
He's here. This is James. Thank you for the reading from my friend.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And if you guys want to call for a private reading, I can give you a group rate for $10. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You guys have a great night.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye now. And let's go on to our next caller. That's area code 647. And I think it's a... has a little Canadian flag there, so I think we're talking to someone from Canada. Welcome to the show, and
yeah.
What is your name?
Hi.
How are you?
It's Jasmine. Fine, how are
Jasmine?
You?
I'm doing good. Jasmine,
yeah.
How's Aladdin?
Oh, I'm flying around somewhere in the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Any way to get above the snow, right?
Yeah, exactly. Let it snow.
And you guys do have snow up there, because for a while I was talking to someone who said they didn't have any snow yet, and we had all the snow. So I was kind of like, did you guys send us all the snow?
Oh, we got wet snow, dry snow, you name it, we got it.
Okay. So, Jennifer, yeah, what's the idea, what's happening, and what kind of questions you give us?
Well, I've got a job interview on Monday, but I also had this weird sense that maybe I'll get a roadblock from the past of, I don't know, is any legal issues might be coming up.
Well, let's sit there and take a course and take a look at these situations, and this I'll learn something real quickly. The idea of feeding into these situations and letting the world sit there and say, well, this is the way life is when it's not, is feeding into keeping us from what we want. And keeping us what we think should happen in situations, because this is a little fear. And the reason I say that because this, to me, I'll tell you something real quick. It was a story that happened to me real quickly where I was actually in Florida.
Sure.
And it was a Florida
yeah.
story. I was in Florida and I said, I'm going to walk into motor vehicles. And I'm going to get my license. And everybody was looking at me like,
right.
You know, how are you going to do that? I said, it doesn't matter. I'm not feeding into that. I'm saying. I'm walking into motor vehicles, I'm walking out my driver's license. And they're like, okay. So I went to motor vehicles, I walked in there, talked to the people. Lady asked me, she goes, is your license revoked? I said, as far as I know, they're just expired. And she goes, okay, no problem.
Yeah.
So she went through the whole process. Next thing I'm taking my picture, I walk down the motor vehicles with my license, okay? Now, what the catcher was,
yeah.
2 years later, I came back to Ohio and found out they had a hold of my license for like 5 years. Now, the idea of me getting my license should have been an impossibility, but for some reason, I told everybody, I honestly believe that the reason I had my license is because that's what I wanted.
Right.
So that's a worldly thing. People would sit there and say, well, you can't do, you know, you talk about the law of attraction, all this kind of stuff. You can't do that with the government and law. I just did.
Right.
So they sit there and say these things are impossible.
That's true.
So I'm just saying.
Yeah, I've got that personality, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just saying, when you start doing a vision board, do not limit yourself by focusing on limitations.
That's
okay?
True. Sometimes I forget these things, right? Because I just don't like the feeling of those things.
No,
yeah,
you're okay.
I get it.
Yeah, it's one of those
things. Oh, that's cool. What about the job interview Monday? How will that proceed? I feel okay about it.
But I'm also looking at the situation of it, you know, you're okay with it, but you're not happy with it. And I'm just saying to take a look at the whole situation. Are you putting yourself into something that you can really, really, it's really going to benefit you? Because I feel like in the situation, you could get the job if you really focus on it. But it's also when looking at the situation, are you just winging it out to the universe and saying, I want a job? I don't care what kind of job it is. Because when you do that, you can put yourself in a situation that the pride thing can kick in when something really comes along that's really good for you. And that you'll sit there and say, why do you stay here? Because of security. Instead of opening your mind and say, okay, I'll take the job.
Right,
but I just feel like you should keep your mind open.
Although I really like the job. I like the way she told me it was. But she said it was a second language, and I told her I didn't have a second language. And I said I could go back to school. That wouldn't be a problem. But I've been to interviews before where idiots will give me the interview for that type of company. And then they turn around and say, why did you not tell me you were bilingual when I did? I don't know. I just got tired of rotten interviews, I guess.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying with the situation in hand.
Yeah. Right.
Everybody, my granddaughter's sitting here wanting some change, so if you hear me,
I can hear her. She sounds sweet.
So it's one of those situations that she's going to be leaving and going downstairs. Bye. I don't have any more money. So, no, bye.
She's going to make grandpa money.
I don't know what she's going to do. No, I'm just saying with the situation, what you need to look at. Because, see, when we put that kind of energy into a job, we're basically telling the universe that that's the only job there is in the world. So if
there's more.
I'm just saying, keep repeating that stuff. Like yesterday, I was sitting there and telling myself I wanted to make $100 yesterday. And I would sit down and talk to myself and say, okay, I would sit there and say, okay, Donnie, how much money are you getting today? $150. I said, how much money are you going to get today? $150. And I would just keep saying that until my mom said, I'm getting $150. Well, I had a client of mine call me up because she said she's going to send me some money, but she wasn't sure how much it was. And she said, all I can do is send you $150. I'm sitting there going, that's okay. Cause I'm about to foul my chair.
Wow, you got your exactly meditation, $150.
Yeah. So,
that's really awesome.
But I always get more. I always get more of what I ask for because yesterday she wasn't the only one. I had a couple of readings come in. I had a lady buy a block of time. So I made almost $200 yesterday. So I was sitting there telling everybody, affirm it, and don't be surprised what happens.
Sounds lovely. I'll make sure and reaffirm that. Can I get an angel card today? I saw that you're doing angel cards.
I could say it's just for the people in the chat room, but I'm just kidding.
No, I'm sorry. Oh, okay.
No, I'm joking. I'm joking. Yeah, I joke all the time.
No,
don't take me seriously.
I'm easy to have go over my head.
Okay, here we go. I'm shuffling cards. What you need to do is tell me when to stop shuffling. Anytime now.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. Now, would you like me to cut the deck or leave it the way it is?
I'll just leave it the way it is, please.
All right. So I guess we won't take the card off then, too, huh? No, I'm just kidding. All right. What you need to do is understand what you said before, reaffirm, and also with the situation of reaffirming things, you also understand that you already knew it in the first place, but it's also, with this card, it's spiritual growth, spiritual understanding. Okay, the card is Archangel Raziel. I am bringing, and also you should pay attention to your dreams and stuff, and messages and that kind of stuff, because basically it's talking about bringing information and symbols to you, and helping you understand, and help you understand the spiritual truth of what's going on. And usually, spiritual truth is the ideal. You're spiritual, and what's the truth? Being truthful with yourself as well. I'm being honest and say, okay, if you don't want something or you don't think that's part of you, it's okay. Follow through with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, fail or not, you just go with it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because it was happening the other day. Like if you get fired from a job, what really just happened there? You got fired from a job, and it's actually what happens is the angels are redirecting you and say, okay, we let you do that for a while. We knew that wasn't good for you, and you knew it wasn't either, so don't get mad at the person who fired you. Just look at it for what it really is.
No.
It's an opportunity to go get what you want.
Yay.
Okay.
I'll have to redo all of that now. Okay. That's good, though. Well, thank you so much. It was a pleasure talking to you again.
No problem. Like
have
tell,
a good
I'm
night.
And I'm telling everybody, get in there on those $10 readings and do some, I'm actually
all
pushing
right.
the past life ones. I think we can actually really have a great time of finding out some past lives and find out some things about yourself, okay?
Sounds cool. All right. Thanks, Journeyman. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
You too. You have a great night. That sucked. The last caller, there was a click in the switchboard, so you got cut off. So if you could please try to call back in, it'd be great. This thing blips and goes back and forth, and the next thing you know, you're trying to push something, and then it shoots out the door. So call back in here. It was a glitch in the switchboard, so we don't want to lose you. So get a chance, call us back, and we'll be glad to answer your questions for you. So let's check out some people in the chat room, see what's up. How you guys doing in the chat room? Is anybody like having a... I guess we're really having some really good things going on here. And what was we doing? I'm trying to figure this thing out. If anybody in the chat room has any questions they want to ask, just I'll be checking periodically and just throw it out there. If you guys also want to... call me on Skype and get me on air. Well, call me up, because you're going to be the next one. Hey. And I'm serious. If you guys want a card, an angel card for the day, just tell me in the chat room. I will shuffle the cards for you and definitely give you that card. So let's get back to our – I'm trying to figure this out. Let's get back to our callers. Go on to our next call, okay? Area code 562. You're on the air. Welcome to the show, and what's your name?
Hey, Donnie. It's Steve.
Steve, how are you?
Great. I noticed you changed your picture. You're smiling.
Yes. I took your advice. I was thinking about, I was
See,
thinking
I'm,
about the same.
I'm better at manifesting than I thought.
Yeah, I just thought, hey, why not? Let's get a little smile in there. Tell people I'm not a grumpy person. I'm really not. I try not to be serious, too.
Take a very nice picture.
Yes, thank you. And I like having my hair down from time to time, but, we just took care of it, and for some reason, that was what came to me, the intuitional thing came to me on that, so what the heck, we went through with it. So, Steve, what's up with you?
So I wanted to know, I'm planning to make some trips to L.A. starting in a couple weeks to network in the music community. How's that going to look for me? I'm going to do it each week, one day a week.
I think it's going to be one of those things a little frustrating at first, but continuously doing those things, you're really going to keep getting a connection with at least good I just feel like three good contacts, there you go, that are really going to pan out for
you.
Go ahead. Hello?
It's so interesting, the number three vibration, because I'm a birth, my birth path is three. And in dreams, I always dream about seeing three people, or psychics will tell me things will happen in 3 weeks. It's always the three vibration. Very interesting.
Yeah.
It just followed me all my life.
Yeah, three is a good number. So, yeah, me too. My pyramids, I do pyramid spreads when I do my readings, and it's always three cards are always touching for everybody. So, and they always have a little, the pyramid itself is kind of cool, but in the midst of doing the readings for people, there's always three cards touching, and they all have different meanings on their own, and the three cards themselves. So it's, if you think about it, it's almost like having someone's life on the table, because that's how it is. We have this surface thing, but we have so many things going on the surface and so many directions and so many things are going on. It's amazing how we can actually do that without going nuts. But,
That was really interesting what you were talking about with the manifesting $150, because at my day job, I'm supposed to get sales and things, so I can use that, I guess, to increase my sales volume, you think?
Yes. Yeah, you can. I'm just saying, the situation, it's always the idea of focusing on what you're trying to do, and don't let you, because every once in a while the mind will pull you back, make you, have you start thinking about what if. But what you got to do is take what if and say, okay, well, there's two sides to what if too. But what if I get exactly what I'm focusing on, and you go that direction? You cancel it right out.
I'm so proud of myself because lately I've been, whenever I start to worry about money, I instantly start visualizing money coming into me. So it's almost like an automatic response to coming.
Yeah, that's when I came up with that thing yesterday. I was sitting in the gym, and I was sitting going, okay, what, how much money do I want today? So I said, let's try this. And it was a technique I came up with myself, that maybe I've, you know, maybe from the exposure of all this stuff I've been doing, but I was sitting there going, I'll talk to myself. Cause I used to do that with meditation. I would sit there and go, okay, Donnie, you are calm and you're relaxed. Donnie, and I would say it, like, I would say it three times, but in different ways, first person, second person, and third person. So I was doing the same thing. I said, well, hang on, I don't know if you can do that. I can calm myself down that way. I wonder if you can also use that toward manifestation. So yesterday I was like, okay, Donnie, how much money are you getting today? I said, I'm getting $150. And I would just keep asking myself. And even for, a part of me would be a little frustrated. So how much money are you getting today? I'm getting $150. So I'm putting energy into it. And every time I would say it, I could just feel the energy just going up a little bit higher and higher, which is what you're trying to do. Is you're trying to, you know, you're trying to attract the equal, you know, of that vibration. So I feel like by saying what I was saying, the vibration came up to where that's exactly what happened.
It's a good way to put it, trying to meet that vibration, trying to equal it, trying to bring it across.
Exactly. Plus, I'm telling everybody to check out my new show, which is going to be on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. It's called The Missing Spiritual Link, and we're talking about a lot of tough subjects. But I think you might get on the whole thing, but what we're doing is we're sitting here going and talking about a lot of stuff, Atlantis, Area 51, and just a bunch of stuff, but we're going to throw in some missing links that people don't realize that actually do exist, because there was a thing that came up not too long ago, and this is like a psychic thing, where Edgar Cayce said that something would happen, I think it was like 1960, in the 60s, 1966, I think it was, where there would be a part of Atlantis that would be brought up where we would know exactly for a fact that Atlantis that did exist. And everybody's like,
I read that. It would rise. Yeah. I remember reading that.
Yeah, so everybody's thinking about this whole thing and saying, well, what happened? You know, he did 14,000 readings and he was never wrong. He was most accurate psychic that ever crossed the globe. I'm catching up with him, but, you know. But, but I was sitting there focusing. I said, okay, here's a good thought. This guy was right about everything, but this one he wasn't. Or was he?
It was too far ahead in the future. Anything could change. Too many variables.
That's true, too, but my thing is different. Okay? It's off the coast of Florida, and we know for a fact our government has a tendency to, as they call it, they're the parents, we're the kids, they only tell us what we think we need to know. And I think, I'm just saying, from a psychic's point of view, the impressions I've gotten there is the government knew it did happen, and they covered it up. Because it was something that, they like keeping mysteries, and keeping us guessing. And we're going to cross some things about the Philadelphia Project, about the movie. If you ever saw the movie, the things you saw in the movie.
I did see it.
And people don't realize that a lot of times when people do those movies, most of the government's thinking, oh, no one's going to believe it. But I would say 99% of that whole movie was right, except for, you know, they changed the character's name, that kind of stuff. But the idea.
The Philadelphia Experiment.
I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. The Philadelphia Experiment was actually—it did happen. There is document proof that it did happen, but the parts that you saw in the movie were the ones that were actually covered up. Which you know, but it does exist. And what had happened was, it was the government was working with the aliens, and that was alien technology. But what happened was, there was like a block where they were only telling the scientists just enough to keep going with the project. They didn't tell them what they were actually what the agenda was. It wasn't for to make a ship invisible to radar, it was actually to transport a ship from one spot to the other. And they didn't tell them that part. And it was just, those things are fascinating. So I decided with a friend of mine, Courtney Bibbs, who actually has a show on Block Talk Radio called Courtney's in Two of the Corner, that we decided to take over.
That's our show.
Yeah, we decided to take and put our heads together with all the history and stuff we know and give a twist on I do past lives readings and stuff and tell them of the stuff I've actually picked up with those lifetimes, but focusing on them to actually pick up the truth of what really did happen instead of what you've been told. So that's the
show. Is that what they call teleportation?
Yeah, because we're actually going to cross some things too. That we have this thing on History Channel where they're talking about these runways and space travel and aliens and that kind of stuff. My twist on that whole thing is, what if Atlantis did exist and those runways you're picking up and all this stuff that's been going on around the world was Atlantis, who was actually connected and they actually had the technology to actually transport themselves with that kind of space, well, not space travel, but to actually they were using those runways themselves and going back and forth across the globe and checking these things out. And then when they actually did end up doing themselves in, then they could take, they already had technology all over the world, and that's where the escapees went to, because the reason I came up with that, it wasn't a theory, it was like the idea of doing a past life for myself. I'm actually from Atlantis. So basically my first show Monday is going to be about my personal account of being an Atlantean and telling you exactly what was going on and to show you the visions and stuff that I've gotten about connecting those all together to help people understand that maybe it wasn't per se aliens, you know, alien astronauts. It was actually Atlantis and how far their civilization and how much they did touch this planet, if not the whole planet. So think about that one.
But is this new show going to be in addition to your three-hour show?
Well, it's going to be on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 11 a.m. in the mornings.
Oh, my God. When are you going to sleep?
Sometime. But I'm thinking about doing two-hour shows, and we're not really sure if we're going to do readings or not. I think it was like taking it and doing an extension on the whole thing. We could actually take a break from readings for a while and have just a relaxed show where we could actually just share with you our history and show you past lives. I mean, I might have people calling in, and so if you want to get a glimpse on those certain topics that we're doing to see if you actually lived in those times, I can give you the insight on that.
Like a really good show. I'm going to tune in.
All right. No problem.
Can I stay on the phone and listen?
Yes, you can. I'll just put you on mute there, Steve.
Thanks, Don. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks. I appreciate it. All right. Let's go on to our next caller. Oops. All right, it's actually area code 1111. You're on the air. Welcome to the show, and what's your name?
Hey there.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
No, I'm doing good.
Hey, I just want to say my battle code died a couple of days ago, and so far I've been getting a couple of weird messages. Do you think you could give a listen and, you know, give me your professional opinion on this?
Sure.
Okay, thank you. Here you go. You have any idea what that could be? Hello?
Message? You got a message to a song?
Yeah, and
what is that noise?
My battlefield, you know, he keeps coming through the phone and telling me these weird things. I don't really totally understand it.
Uh-huh.
And it's just, here, take another listen.
Okay, let's go to the next caller and say, what the heck was that? Okay, hey, 914, you're on the air.
Hello, am I on?
Welcome to the show. I'm sorry for the wait, guys. It's
it's okay. I figured it was worth waiting because I have two burning questions to ask you.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, my name is Misty, and my first question is, I have two guys who have been, like, vying for my attention for a while because we've trained together and we spend a lot of time together, and I know that they both are interested in me, and
uh-huh.
their names are Brock and Ash, and I just want to know, which one do you think I should give more of a chance to, because I do like them both, but I'm not sure.
Well, from what I can think of the situation, they're great friends, but I don't feel like you should date either one of them.
No,
I keep picking
up.
Well, first of all, how do you feel about them?
I mean, I like them both. I know that Brock is, he's a little bit of a, like, don't know the word for it, but, like, I guess he just dates a lot of girls, and, like, everywhere we go, he's always eyeing other girls, and I know he has a thing for nurses, but I don't know why. But I know he does like me. But I'm
okay, that's great.
Sure.
They like you. They like you. But how do you, I mean, honestly, how do you, because what I'm picking up here the most is the idea of relationships, and when you meet a person, if you're just a person who wants to date somebody, who's realized that neither one of these guys is the one, then I would do that. But I don't feel like neither one of these guys is the one, because I feel like, in some ways, if you put both of them together, that would be the kind of guy you want to be with.
Yeah.
But they
both have good qualities, but, I mean, they both also have some cons, so that does make sense.
Yeah, but at the same time, with the situation that's going on, it's also the idea of you want this nut in one person. And I'm just saying with the situation with when it comes to me, if either one of these guys was one of the people you should date, it wouldn't be no choice. It would be that obvious. But it's not. It's a kind of a question back and forth. So Misty,
I'm sorry.
This one guy likes nurses.
Yes.
Are you a nurse?
No, I'm not. I just know that most of the women he's dated are nurses, and most of the women he goes for. Ash doesn't really have many girlfriends or girls that I know of in his life. He spends a lot of time with animals, though.
So do you feel sorry for him sometimes?
I'm sorry?
I said, do you feel sorry for him sometimes?
Sometimes. I mean, I do take advantage of him sometimes, like he offers me rides a lot, and like I borrow a lot of things from him, but he's still like, that doesn't take away from him being such a nice person.
Well, I'm not saying it does, I'm just saying with the situation, don't get confused with feeling sorry for somebody and actually wanting to date them, because take it from somebody who did that can cause a whole lot of mess.
Mm-hmm.
And the ideal relationship is the ideal of finding someone you're going to love and be with for the rest of your life. Isn't per se that whole thing of, I get that impression with you and what you're looking for, and I just don't feel like it actually could happen with either one of these guys. I feel like the guy who's nurse crazy, he seems like he's a person that there's something under the surface that you're just not aware of his personality, where he can he's a little pushy about certain things, and then this other guy, he doesn't seem like he's really emotionally available, because he spends a lot of time with animals, and that's a really good thing. And good character, and animals see that with him, but the idea of him giving that to somebody who's human, that could be I feel like there are some issues there that could be something that's a problem, and I just feel like relationships are not really for solving problems, but actually coming together and being happy and moving forward, and then as you come across problems that you basically that happen to the both of you, working together to get through them. But not actually coming in and saying, okay, this would be a therapist. Because once you become a therapist, you're not a girlfriend anymore.
Yeah, that's true. I feel like I would have to do that. And I think Brock is just a little too independent for me. But I see what you mean. I know there's a lot of other people trying to get through to you, so I'll just ask my other question really quickly. I don't want to keep you on too long.
No problem.
My friend Starmie, she's not doing too well, and I just want to know if Starmie is going to be okay or not. Sorry. If Starmie's going to be okay or not.
She's not doing good.
No.
Okay.
She fainted.
She's fainting. Okay. Okay. This person you're talking about, she's a friend of yours, right?
Yes.
She should go to a doctor.
A doctor?
Yeah.
I mean, she has been going, but, she's sick. She faints a lot. She's not very strong. I just want to know if she's going to be okay. That's all.
Well, I get the impression she should go to another doctor and figure it out, because I feel like, see, the thing is, I do pick up something with her, something that's more critical. But it's nothing I really want to say on the air, okay? It's one of those things of certain things about her that's just one thing we
should
talk.
Should I call you privately? Should I call your private line?
Yeah, why don't you call a private line and I'll answer the questions. I'll tell you what I'm picking up on off the site. Did you see that in the chat room?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So take the number and call me after the show. But call me right after the show so I can answer it for you, because I actually have a reading I have to do at 9:30. But I can just call me like 10 minutes after 9, and I will definitely tell you what I picked up with her, okay?
Okay, thank you very much. I will call you on the private line, and you can tell me if Starmie's going to be okay or not.
Okay.
All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, I swear. So much fun. All right. Let's see here. Okay. I see your name, but sometimes on Skype it's a little small. So I see 661. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Is it me?
Yes, it's you.
Hey, all right. This is Vladimir talking. This may sound very strange, but I've got a strange question, but just stay with me. I just need advice. I'm a professional killer. Yes, don't hang up. I'm a professional hired killer, and I want this guy, well, I want to get rid of him, of course, but I have the plans and everything and all, but I just want to test the luck upon him, because I have some ups and downs, and sometimes I'm good, sometimes I'm not, and I thought I'll just give it a try at you, and let's see what just happens. I just need some advice. I know you do readings and stuff, so... Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I know it's a little bit different, but just with your cards and stuff, can you just test my luck once?
Okay, I'm just saying that the first thing I got was the idea of walking away from what you're doing.
Excuse me?
You should walk away from what you're doing and the life you've chosen and favor what you really want.
Well, I've been doing this since my 15, and I'm already 35 years old.
I understand that, but you go back before you were 15. What would you? I mean, there was something totally different than what you're doing now. I mean, you can go to counseling and that kind of thing, but it seems like there's a lot of things with yourself that you need to confront, accept.
I don't think there's any way for me to get back to normal living again, because this is just what I've done all my life already.
Well, you know, in the situation, if you think about it, and you're kind of thinking, you're right. But I've also seen the other side of everything, too. You know, like they said before, if you think you have enough time, you're right. If you think you don't have enough time, you're right. It's perception. So if you want to keep doing this, then keep doing this. And keep lying to yourself anyway. I'm just saying with the situation, what you should do is think about that for a minute and go, okay, I'm having problems with this whole thing. So if somebody's talking to you and telling you just that, walk away from what you're doing, you're making it more complicated than it really is, because what you've done and the guilt is, I guess, associated with the whole thing, when it could be simply just taking a walk.
Well, it's just taking a walk. I mean, like, going away from all this stuff, and it's just not me again. Then I'll just get back to drinking and smoking and... I don't know, drugs maybe, and before I did all this, I was having fun with playing with animals, killing animals and stuff, and afterwards I went to human beings, and it just satisfied me, and, well, I've killed a lot of people, I'm honest with that, and my name that I gave you, it's not real, but whatever, I'm just certain of myself. I've done a lot of things. I've seen a lot of things. And I just thought, well, this time, well, this, my next target, it's a huge guy. I mean, he's muscled and he's done professional wrestling and stuff like that. And I'm just having doubts about how to get him down this time. I was thinking something about getting him to sleep and then I'll do my thing.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely one of those situations that it would take a whole lot more to deal with. I just feel like the situation is simple, that I understand what you're saying. Proof.
Well, you be on the air.
What's that? I'm sorry.
Do you do readings on the air?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Oh. I'm telling you from what I can pick up, as in my gift keeps telling me that you need to walk away from the situation. There's actually a lot of people who have actually walked away from this kind of situation, never been heard from again. It doesn't happen all the time, but it does happen. I'm just saying, you know, the situation of resorting, sometimes the ideal of resorting to drugs and drinking and all that kind of stuff is the ideal. I'm not wanting to admit what one person's done and let it go. So instead of letting it go, they want to drown it out.
Yeah, it's something different for you. I know that, and I understand that you've been having these sort of awkward things lately, maybe, I don't know, just because I've been listening to you since a few hours back already, since you started, and yes, I've heard some weird things about people just getting silly about you and stuff, but I just, well, from your readings, you say I should walk back, but if I would do that, I think I'll just start over again. Just, I know myself already. I've been doing this for almost 20 years already.
Mm-hmm. Well, with the situation, like I said before, I mean, the biggest thing, I agree with the person who was in the chat room, that the spirits were telling us to tell you to stop doing what you're doing. And tell yourself that it is that easy, because you keep telling yourself it's not, so therefore you're just reaffirming that. And
I'm not telling myself it's bad. I'm just satisfying my needs, that's all. For example, some people who live in a business world, they satisfy their needs by firing people. Other people just, I don't know, I'm just saying something, they work in a porn studio or something, and they do what they can, and for me, I kill people for a living.
Well, I'm just saying with the situation, you're right, it's like a little higher than the situation is out of my hands, and I mean, all I can tell you right now is what the spirits are telling me, and the angels are saying that just like anybody else in the world, you got them too, and they're talking to you and trying to get you away from what you're doing. Okay. So think about. I can't do anything. I mean, realistically, I can't do anything for you. I can just tell you what you need to do yourself for yourself. I can't do it for you.
No, I'm not saying that you need to do this for me. I'm just asking you advice, just test me on my luck on my next target. That's all what I was asking.
That's what I'm saying. We're trying to say, no more target. Walk away from the situation and save yourself. And let me go on to these other callers and see what we can do here, because all I can tell you. That's all I'm picking up right now. What you should do is...
That's right. I was wondering. But thanks anyway.
No problem. Thank you for calling.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Hello, 111. You're on the air. You're on the show. Welcome. So, alrighty. Hello, 716. How are you today? Welcome to the show.
Hello?
Yeah, 716, you're on the air. How are you? Did I kick?
Doing pretty good.
Okay, was you just listening? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was, but I don't know. Let me call back later.
Alrighty. Thank you. Hello, how are you? Welcome to the show. What's your name? Hello?
Nigger.
Well, that was very interesting. Let's talk about some really things around here and sit there and try to focus and say, interesting. Thanks for the call, sir. Really appreciate that. And you guys don't realize that every time you guys are in the chat room or on my queue and the callers, you're just taking my ratings are going through the roof because you're just increasing the call volume here. So, you know, tell what you're doing. It's okay. I'm just saying with the situation and everything, it's just one of those things where you're just doing all this stuff that you're doing, and it's just benefiting me, and I'm having a great time, and I'm appreciating the whole thing. Ratings are going through the roof, and it's because there's more people calling and more people checking in the chat room, so hey, do what you got to do. But we're having fun here, and we've been answering some questions, so if you want to call in here and get your questions answered, the number here is 646-721-9031. So if you want to ask any questions about anything, talk about anything, because we was kind of crossing the situation about manifesting things and how easy it really is by just detaching from yourself, detaching yourself from the situations you're trying to manifest, which, like I was saying, a technique that I tried and was really good was just focusing on a sum of money, but at the same time I was asking myself my question to reaffirm it by saying, how much money am I going to get today? And I would say, I'm going to get $150. How much money am I going to make this week? I'm going to make $400 this week. How much money are you going to make this week? I'm going to make $400 this week. And just, it's like reaffirming it. And the more you say it, the more energy you put into it. And the more energy you put into it, it raises the vibration to where it's going to be the same vibration of what you're trying to attract, which is very happy and very positive. So let's check that one out. And let's check the chat room here and say, what is this? Who are these people? I prefer he book. Control. I'm just saying, if you guys are in the chat room and you guys are in the whole thing, you think you're doing more, you think you're doing some crazy stuff, but I'm just saying, when I check my stats are good, you know, the callers who call in and that kind of thing. Anyway, we're sitting here trying to check up the whole thing, and I'm trying to figure out what the heck is going on. Anyway, we're sitting here trying to chat. What I'm saying is manifestation. And right now I'm focusing, and let's all focus together. We were actually out there doing the whole thing. So, no, I don't understand the question. Lovecraft. Well, no callers right now. No, there's plenty of callers on the line. We're going to take some calls here in about a minute. But I'm just actually taking a break and doing a little couple things here, checking the chat room and trying to figure out the situation. And It's kind of crazy, huh? Anyway, what's your time with something reaffirming what's going to happen in your life? I'm sitting here affirming 100 people calling me on my queue and is having a good time. So if you want to call in here and get a couple answers questioned, a couple questions answered, the number is 646-721-9031. And with the situation at hand, we're just trying to get things going across here, and we're trying to have some fun. It was one of those things where we just kind of look at situations and say, that was kind of cool. And we're going to sit here and say thank you for all being here, and send out in the chat room and a couple informations here of what's going on in my life. If you want to get a personal reading from me, the number is 937-838-6337. Right now we got private readings for going for $10 an hour and $5 for a half hour for people who call the show, and that's good until February 14th. You can also buy blocks of time at the time too, which we got 11 one-hour readings for $100, a block 6 one-hour readings for $50, and 6 one-half-hour readings for $40, and also a block of 4 one-hour readings for $40. So give me a call. Number is 937-838-6337, and my website is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. So check that out. That's crazy. Yeah, 100 real callers are going to be calling my queue, and they're calling right this minute, and we're going to have a really good, positive last hour here to set the tone for the whole weekend, and we're all going to be walking out of this one with smiles, and we're going to forget that whatever happened never happened. We're having a good time. Okay, like we were talking before, manifestation, and the whole thing, how it works, is I feel like the key to manifestation is basically letting down your resistance and detaching yourself from it. And I always felt like that being grateful and having gratitude really sets the tone for that, because your direction is in a different way. You're focusing on what you have. You're being grateful for everything around you. And I always feel like you should be grateful even down to the hair on your toes. And by focusing the energy on being gratitude, it opens doors. But it also takes you away from attaching yourself to what you're trying to manifest. And then I've noticed that they happen very quickly. So, and let's go back to our callers and take a couple calls. Area code 650, you're on there. Welcome to the show, and what's your
name?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm Carol, and I'm calling from the San Francisco Bay Area.
Hi, Carol, how are you?
Pretty good, how about you?
I'm trying to maintain my composure, but...
Yeah, I see those people are not kind on the writing.
It's kind of funny, too, because I've never really even said the word. I don't like the word at all, and... So trying to figure out my thing going, okay, I know for a fact that things that happen to us and things that cross our path is a reflection of us somewhere, and I'm trying to figure out, okay, that's kind of baffled me. How did I attract that? But I, like we said yesterday, I feel like it's people who are actually wanting help, just haven't come to the point of actually asking for it. So
that's probably true, yeah.
So, Carol, this helped you out. And like I said, we've been focusing on 100 people calling and being in the queue, 100 real people and 100
uh-huh.
real people in the chat room, because
mm-hmm.
I mean, so we can reflect everybody else just how positive spirituality really is and what we're actually doing here. And
absolutely,
people,
yeah.
And have, you know, people who have a tendency to, my opinion of people using God's name in vain and Jesus' name in vain are people, not the ones who have a tendency when they swear they say it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the people who actually do certain acts and use
mm-hmm.
Jesus and God to back up the whole thing, because they feel like if I do that, then no one's going to question what I'm saying and I can still do what I want to do. That's what
mm-hmm.
I call blasphemy. I'm using someone's name for their own personal use, not for what it's actually meant to be. It's just the idea of loving and loving unconditionally.
Mm-hmm.
We had this show. I love this show. We had a show called The Angel of Unconditional Love and Freedom. And I felt like I said I love the name because it talks about loving unconditionally, and then the last part of the name is freedom. And when
mm-hmm.
you love everyone unconditionally, you have freedom because you're not worried about anything ever again. And that's the whole thing. That's why one thing I was been trying to teach people is when you're focusing on manifestation, you have to love yourself for it to happen. Because the idea of loving yourself and really and loving everyone and everything raises your vibration up. So therefore, whatever you're trying to manifest, it's going to be easily attracted to you because you're on the same wavelength.
Absolutely.
So that's what we're trying to do here, and we're trying to maintain that stuff. So I was about ready to turn the grounding music on like I did yesterday. And I took about 10-minute break and said, you know, we need to take a 10-minute break. And then for some reason, it was funny how I always tell everybody, nothing happens by chance. Everything happens for a reason. And I just put this two new songs on my soundtrack where I play music on the show. And one of them is actually a grounding meditation music. And the other one's Angel. I need an angel tonight. It's actually called Angel Life. So I was like, well, this happened for a reason because we saw this one coming. We're trying to maintain that energy. Hi.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Carol, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to go a different way, but what
no,
can
that's
we answer
fine.
For you?
Well, you know, so far this year hasn't started out real great for me. I don't know if that's any indication on how the rest of the year will be, but it seems like everything in my life has been breaking. And then every time I pick up the phone, all my friends have bad news. So I'm just wondering if you could put any insight to that.
Yes, I can. When your friends call up and say, something bad happened to me, said, go tell somebody else.
Go what?
Go tell somebody else about the bad news. But if you want to sit here and talk to me about the solution you're going to come up with to get past this situation, I'm all ears. The reason I say that, a long time ago, Sister Teresa said she would never go to a war rally because all you're doing is affirming war. But she would definitely go to a peace rally. Do you see what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
So what the situation is, when you've made a vow to yourself that this year is going to be a different year, sometimes people don't understand that it goes down to the root of everything, even your friends and family. If they choose to still live the same lifestyle, but you've chosen, you made a choice to honor that. So you must honor and respect yourself as well. People who do that are doing nothing but self-loathing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's what's happening is the first thing that came up when you sit there and said that this year hasn't really. It's almost, you know, it's kind of bad. And the first thing that came to me was, you're pulling last year still with you, and you need to cut that loose.
Well, last year wasn't bad, though.
Yeah, but there's still some things in it that are coming with you. And it's the ideal. See, the ideal of just hanging on to last year, any kind of shape or form. Because the biggest thing I've talked to friends of mine who they're having problems with their relationships, okay? What they're doing is they're still hanging on to old stuff. And even the good memories of past relationships is still an emotional connection to that past life. So you're still being held in the past. So what I say to everybody else, yesterday is gone. 2 minutes ago is gone. It doesn't exist anymore. So therefore, anything that has to do with those things has to be cut loose or it's going to follow you into this year. Okay? And when that stuff is occupying that space, what's coming into you, coming into this year for you, can't do that. Because the space is still occupied. So you definitely need to do a cleansing and cutting everything loose completely. Believe me, trust me on this. I had to do the same thing. I said, me and my girlfriend had some really good times. And the person said, well, that's still an emotional attachment to her, which is keeping you from having someone else. Since she's not with you anymore, you can let go. Now, after you're in a relationship and stuff, sure, you can bring, you know, the idea of thinking about those memories is okay. And you're going to have them with you all your life. But the ideal thinking about them right now when you're trying to change things is just keeping you from what you're trying to do, your objective.
Okay. Well, so is there any reason why everything started breaking, though? Because nothing was breaking last year, so.
The one thing I'm saying to you is the ideal of going, because when I pick up on the whole thing, what I'm picking up on is going inwards.
Going inwards.
Everything is reflecting. Everything is happening on the outside of the world right now. Or on your outside of your world is because of what's going on inside.
Okay.
I feel like it's relationships in general because the idea of breaking, there are certain things that are still broken with you as well. So it's like going inwards, and it's really when I pick up on the thing, it's an emotional thing. It's very personal, and I'm not going to sit here and tell people on the air what those are. It's something that you need to go in and find yourself. I mean, I could, but I'm not going to do that. Okay, it's just, and I also would sit here and do this. When we're talking about cutting the cords, ask yourself your same thing. Have I ever focused on the sexual cord? Did I cut that one too as well? And that doesn't mean the last one. That means many last ones. Because I have to do the same thing too. I started, why am I still attached to that person? I mean, she's irritated me. She's done things to me. She beat me up and all kinds of stuff. Why am I still wanting to go back there? And it was because that emotional sexual cord was still attached.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't even think about it. It's the last one. It's the one. It's the most powerful one, but it's always seems to be the last one you think about. And I think in some ways, subconsciously, you don't want to cut it loose just yet. But once you do, you're going to see that the pulling this that was certain things that were going on, you're going to start going forward very quickly.
Okay.
And I feel
so
like
I need to cut the attachment cord.
Yeah, and really get deep on that whole thing. You know, just look at it, that kind of situation, and see what you can come up with. Just be honest. Because I think when I sit and look at the situation, the first thing it can be too is, like, to thyself be true.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I just feel like when you go inwards and you really do some meditation.
Hey,
what?
No.
Yes.
Are you on the phone?
I'm actually doing my show right now. Okay. You know, I'm trying to impress everybody after I have a very professional show, and my mom and my kids and everybody showing up. I'm trying to think myself. What am I? I think I should take my advice I just gave you two as well, and go inwards and see why people are still disrespecting me. Am I disrespecting myself in some ways?
Mm-hmm.
So when I see things like that, I really feel like you should do that too, because that's a reflection for both of us that we need to work on.
Okay.
And so if you want to contact me tomorrow, if you would please, because right now I got too many appointments after the show.
Okay.
But I would love to do a session with you.
Okay.
And I'm saying, you know, $10 is not that much. And
yeah.
I just feel like we really need to sit down and do one tomorrow. So if you could really do that,
okay.
I would appreciate that. Because I know for some reason I feel compelled to do that. And so
okay.
Take $10, spend it, get a reading, book it with me. I mean, if you want to do something later tonight, 11,
mm-hmm.
I can do that as well. I'm just
no,
saying,
no, I don't want to do that late, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, so, but definitely tomorrow, and we'll do that, and
okay, and your number's here.
It gives me a little more freedom, too, to actually share with you what I'm actually picking up, too, as well, okay?
Okay.
Makes sense,
okay,
doesn't
it?
Okay, thanks. Oh, you're welcome, and I think the information is in the chat room. If it's not, I'll put it back in there again, okay?
Okay.
Well, thank
all
you.
Right.
You have a great night.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Just go check the chat room a little bit, guys. What do you say? So what's up in there, man? So we got some people really talking real loud. You know? Bold man. So I think they're gone. And then I'm looking, and everybody left. What happened, guys? Where'd you go? Come on back. We are focusing on 100 people being in the queue and 100 people being real, real, real people who really want to get the real answers right here. I know I sound like Ed Sullivan, but I'm not trying to. So I'm kind of going over things real quickly. I was just making sure that things are going a little smoother in the chat room, and I don't see really any activity going on in the chat room, which is kind of surprising. I'm really sorry, guys, with all the craziness that's been going on here a little. But, you know, it's one of those things where you're just trying to figure out. It's kind of like, I don't know. It's like, let's go back and see what we got going on here. And hello, welcome to the show. What's your name?
Hello?
Yes, how are you?
I'm grand. I was just having a question about entities. Can certain entities follow you from day-to-day life?
Yes.
I've read a lot of books on these, and I was just wondering, how old are these? Like, how long have they been manifested themselves?
How old are they?
Do they pass on from parents to offspring, or do they just arise out of just non-complacent areas?
That's the idea of living in a different dimension. It's the idea of being entities and identities, like angels.
Well, see, I'm talking more of in a negative aspect.
Okay.
See, I've done some things, and I'm afraid these things are following me, and I've tried nearly every.
You know, I don't know what to do about the situation, and one thing you should think about is, I guess I would sit here and say this. We're trying to maintain a really positive show for positive outcomes, and your situation is you have to believe that there are positive outcomes, which for some reason I don't think you do. So take that in consideration, and think about that, okay, guys? I'm going to shoot... Oh, 315, you're on the air, and how are you?
Hi, I was wondering if I could ask a question.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, I was just wondering, when is Jesus going to come back to Earth?
Good question, and the next time I talk to him, I'll ask him that same question, okay, sir?
Was.
Let's see. 516, you're on the air. Welcome to the show, and what's your name?
Hi, my name's Nick.
Nick?
Yeah, Nick Smith. I'm in the chat room.
Well, how you doing, Nick?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
I'm doing good. And what can I do for you today?
Well, I was just wondering if I could have a psychic reading.
Okay. Right. Was there a certain thing that you wanted to focus on?
There wasn't really anything specific. If you could just, you know, I guess, wing it, that would be great.
Just wing it. Well, wow.
Well,
I keep getting no. We're going to take a break here, guys. I shall be back in 5 minutes.
By love.
about you guys? I need an angel tonight. This is getting a little crazy for me. So we're sitting here looking over the whole thing, and I have a friend of mine who's going to be joining us here, and her name is Amy. So everybody say hi to Amy. Amy, how you doing?
Good, Donnie. Good to be able to talk with everybody.
Yeah. I didn't mean to interrupt your meditational time.
That's okay. No problem.
Okay. Okay, and what I want you to do is, if we pick up a caller and you feel like automatically we need to hang up, then we're going to click, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to put any pressure on. I'm just saying, if you feel anything, let us know before we're kind of craziness here. So let's go to 253 because I recognize the area code. 253, hi, you're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Hi, what's Donnie.
Hi, how are you?
Remember me. Good. It's Andrea.
Andrea.
And how are you, darling?
I do not. Well, I feel great. I'm just going to say it that way. I feel great. We're not going to feed into what's been going on here in the last hour.
Well, you know, I don't have a clue what's been going on. I just noticed when I sat down to get on the laptop that you had a show, and I just thought, this is the man I want to talk to, so I have no idea what's been created. So this is a new moment for both of us.
Okay.
So
well.
I'm glad you're feeling great. You were the one that said something about this man I was interested in. He said he loved me so much that he pulled me all the way through his body, through his feet. Remember that?
Down to his toes. Oh, also, I want to say one thing, too. I have my friend Amy here. She's here, too, so Amy's here. So, yeah,
oh,
yeah,
Amy, what's your last name? Is that Amy Eros?
No.
Oh.
I'm
hi,
also
Amy.
Hi.
Yeah, it's not the same Amy as I was talking to that one night. That was Psychic Cupid Arrow. That's Amy.
Right.
But this is Amy. She's just a friend of mine. And
oh, good.
He's trying to like pull me through this whole situation, this ordeal. We had the same thing yesterday where people were calling in and using the N-word and all kinds of stuff, and it was just like,
oh,
okay.
I'm sorry. Well, let's not focus on that, because that's really...
Let's focus on you.
Not where we want to go, but I wanted to talk to you about this man that you told me about where he pulled me all the way through his body.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the one that said it's too old for him, and I got kind of ticked off, and I was wondering if I'm still in his body or what he did about that, because he got really mad with me, and we just had a blowout, and I think we're talking now, but I wanted to know where he sits with all of it now and what he did with that energy that said,
mm-hmm.
I love this girl so much that I'm going to pull her into my body.
Well, I get the impression he's still going to do that, and he still does that, and he still feels the same way as much as he ever did. It's just his outer surface is a defense, a reflection, well, a deflection of not wanting to honor those feelings, because he wants to still, mm-hmm. he still wants to resonate in this kind of like a negative thing of saying, you know, old people will do you in, Personally, I keep getting the impression here is just this one person has caused all that.
Yeah,
so
but he certainly puts me in that category sometimes, you know, because that's his ex-wife.
Yes, he needs to get the figure. He needs to get the idea of age out of his head and look at you and see you and not the number.
Mm-hmm. Well, can you give me anything with regard to it? We haven't met yet. We were thinking about coming together around April or May.
Mm-hmm. I get the impression what you should do in the situation is make it as soon as possible. Because I feel like this makes a lot of sense with the situation of not seeing each other in a face-to-face and that kind of stuff and saying, okay,
huh?
You need to, and for some reason I get the idea of reestablishing. So when you guys want someone, you're saying that you will be seeing each other face to face for the first time. Does that mean the first time ever?
Yes.
Okay.
Because ever.
I'm just saying what I saw. We've talked about this before about twin flames and past lives, and you guys have been together before, so I get a reconnection. But I feel like once that reconnection has been reestablished and he sees you face to face, nose to nose, chin to chin,
right,
he's going to have a hard time sitting there going, okay, he's going to see you.
Yeah. Well, that's my question.
I mean, soon as possible. I mean, shoot, if he could do it in 2 hours, I would do it.
I'm not going to do it in 2 hours. He needs to come to me.
I understand what you're saying, but I'm just saying, don't let your pride stand in the way either. If a situation arises where you can actually do just that, then you should follow through, because it's an opportunity that's falling in your lap for a reason, because you're the more mature, the more spiritual, the more open-minded of actually making this thing happen quicker, because once you do that, then you're going to get what you want from him.
Yeah,
but
I hear you. I do think that's it, and I think he'll see that I'm not the old bag he thinks I might be.
Yes, exactly, because every time I see him, he's focusing. All I can see is he sees the number. So he's not. Mm-hmm. So he's using that as a wall, as a barrier, not to see the truth, because he knows he's felt you. Okay.
Yes, he has.
So,
and that's my point. I want to know if this thing blew us out of the water, and that is he still connected to me through his body? Is he still? I mean, we have such a strong connection.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know if he still kept it, or did he say, I'm out of here?
He didn't throw anything away, and the whole situation is like anything that he would suggest that he's kind of like gotten rid of or anything like that. It's just the idea of putting another brick in the wall.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having
absolutely,
a pink
but you know, I do think he is going through a healing process from his divorce, and
he
needs more time.
Mm-hmm. So, Amy,
don't you think he needs more time, honey?
Yeah, he needs more time.
Yeah, the only thing that I keep hearing is that he was scared. I mean, he still feels close to you like that. He's just scared of the strength of his feelings, and he needed a little bit of space.
Scared to death of realism, right? Right, Amy?
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
It's a what? Realism?
He's scared of realism. That means the ideal. When he sees you in the flesh, I feel like
mm-hmm.
it's just not the ideal reconnecting as in, you know, most people do it even with past lives, but also seeing all the visions and all the things and all the memories that come with those past lives as well. So he can't deny it. Okay?
Yeah.
Very
we definitely
strong.
Have that really strong soul connection.
Oh, heck yeah, most definitely. That's what I'm saying. You know, that's something about seeing someone in the physical. After you do that, you can't walk away from it, because you just put a body with the feeling and the essence that you just picked up on. So, and that's the
right.
whole thing. I'm just saying the visual. He's not what we say would be attracted to you as in a physical sense. It's the whole picture.
Right. Okay. So, thanks, sweetie. I just wanted
okay,
to
it
know
went,
if
it went from being something fun to something totally real for him.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what it was that scared him.
Yeah, I would actually get a nice. I would actually either try to write a nice poem or get a nice poem that really resonates with you. And that next time you talk to him, I would recite the poem to him with all the passion that you have. And I think it's just going to ring down to his toes.
Mhm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's a good connection. So really try that. I think that would really change a lot of things. Okay.
Okay. Can you possibly see us in April? I know you're saying do it sooner, but can you
sooner,
see it in
April?
April
well, you don't do any sooner, because I feel like you're going to do it sooner, but even if you don't do it sooner, or maybe you might have a chance to do it sooner, and you might actually, I'm not sure I'm going to do that yet, I still think it's going to happen. I get what is actually happening. Let me take a deep breath and say, I see April 26th.
Okay.
I see about, I would say mid-April, but I keep seeing April 26th. So,
okay.
I feel like it's a very strong point there, so follow through with it. And if you don't, one thing I want you to be honest about with yourself too. Yeah, the connection exists. Everything is exactly what you feel. Trust that as well. But also at the same time, if he keeps running away from you,
mm-hmm.
he still needs to come to that point. Because I feel like, sure, he's healing from a lot of things, but sometimes with situations of reconnecting with somebody as well, because of what you've had before with each other, that's also a healing effect in itself, and I feel like he's running away from that as well.
Mm-hmm. He is.
But it's good for him. It's really good for him, what you do for him. I get the impression you send him energy, and you work with him, and you work with his angels, and just all kinds of stuff. I'm always thinking mm-hmm. about him. But I also want you to think about yourself, too.
Oh, yeah. I do. I don't have trouble making myself first, that's for sure.
Okay. I'm just saying.
But, mm-hmm. Thank you, sweetheart. I really appreciate this. I always really enjoy talking with you. Thank you, Amy, for your feedback. That was great.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you. You're welcome. And, yeah, I'd like to hear from you where it's not on the show. Well, you can call the show as many times you want to. I'm just saying. It'd be nice to hear from you in the personal sense, okay?
Okay. Sounds
just
good.
Just to pop in from time to time and, you know.
Okay. Sounds great. What do you, I don't know, can I continue to listen to the show?
Yeah, I can put you back on mute. Yeah, it's no problem.
Okay.
All right. All right. We'll talk to you
Alrighty.
Later. Thank you.
Okay, sounds good. Bye.
We're going to have fun. Bye-bye. Okay, let's go on to our next caller. And, God, I just want to jump in the... I just want to go jump in the jacuzzi for some reason and just, you know, chill out for a while. Okay, yeah.
Area
code. Yeah. Area code 520. You're on the air, and welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, this is Lisa. Hello.
Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Lisa, what are you doing? You got some wind blowing there, don't you?
I'm sorry?
I thought I heard some wind.
Oh, it might have been my breath.
Okay. Say hi to Amy, too.
Hi.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
So, Lisa, how can we help you?
I have someone in my life. It's not a romantic interest, but it's someone very, very dear to me. And I wonder if you pick up on their energy that they'll be okay.
I pick up some turbulence here, some news and stuff that someone doesn't like, but I also feel like in the same sense they're going to be fine.
Oh, good.
But I pick up, I'm serious, I pick up the word turbulence.
Yeah.
Topsy-turvy, news they didn't like that they heard. This person
yeah.
you're talking, this person is a friend of yours, is it a she?
No, it's my son, he's an adult.
Okay, is there a woman connected to this too as well?
Oh yeah, his girlfriend.
Is this the situation where he's trying to help this girlfriend?
Yeah, but he can barely help himself.
I know, but he needs to understand. I understand the point of getting in a relationship and making someone in your life more important, you know, and having that kind of commitment. But at the same time, you know, even the Bible says, love thyself as you love your neighbor. So it has to start with you, or you can't give what you don't have.
Yeah.
I just wish he would sit there and the idea of focusing on himself and what he really wants, instead of, in some ways, I feel like she dictates a lot of that. Does that make sense?
You pick up he's going to be okay, though?
Yeah, he's going to be fine. I mean, he's going to learn and work through this whole thing, but I don't think the happiness he's looking for he's going to have with her.
No. And it's a relatively new relationship. She's very nice. But he's having some struggles. He's having some issues just making wrong choices right now for himself.
With the decision he's making right now, do you think she has anything to do with it? She doesn't have to be directly with the decision, but it could be making decisions because of what he thinks he has to do to keep her.
No, I don't think so. He seems to be more a leader in this little situation right now.
Huh.
He had an issue with that in the past.
Yeah, it just seems to be ongoing off and on as far as him making good choices for himself. You know, it doesn't have to do with relationships or anything. You know, it's just...
Uh-huh. Okay, no, I'm just saying with the situation, I mean, to get more deeper in the situation, I mean, he could be making decisions because of what he thinks she wants or what she thinks that might be a good thing for him to do. He hasn't really conferred with her and talked to her about it. But I'm just saying with the situation, some people have a tendency to make decisions because of what they think women want. What do you think people should do? You know, having a little stigmatism of saying women. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, it could be. He's
going to be fine. He's going to be fine. I really feel like he's going to be fine. He's actually going to be stronger when he walks away from the situation. He's going to start realizing a lot of things about himself.
Oh, that'll be good. That will be very, very good.
More than he ever has, okay? So trust yourself in what you've actually put into the situation, what you've said and done, as affecting the positive outcome, okay?
Okay, well, I'm saying a lot of prayers. I'm just praying that he, you know, I just really have to let go at this point. And
yeah, it's going to unfold, you know. Anyway, it's going to unfold the way it's going to unfold. And the sooner you let go, the quicker it's going to happen. But I would say it's like talking to the first lady who came on today, where it was just one of those things of realizing you know what you need to do. It's just the idea you need to follow through with it, and he needs to fall, and he needs to learn how to pick himself up. I've done the same thing with my own daughter, where it's one of those things you look at and go, I can't do it anymore, because all I'm doing is enabling them.
Right, and that's where I'm at. And he doesn't want to have anything to do with me right now anyway, he said.
Well, he will. I think he'll actually come back to you and tell you that you're more right than you was wrong.
Basically, all I want for him is just to be safe. You know, I don't care about anything else.
Okay. No, I get the impression of, I mean, I don't see anything happening to him where he's going to be taken out. Amy, what'd you say?
I said we all have to learn our own life lessons, too. You know, it's great to hear it from our parents, but sometimes we're just hard-headed enough that we have to go through it on our own. I think, actually, most people have to just go through it on their own.
Oh, yeah.
Learn for themselves.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, just keep, you know what you need to do. And I'm just saying, don't lose yourself in this situation, too, okay?
Yeah, I'm trying not to.
But I'm just saying, you know, one reason you would have to pull and let go of the whole thing is just for preservation of yourself. So this is really trying your nerves.
Yeah. I'm really trying to live in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
With God.
Well, keep working on that and just keep focusing and definitely keep that dialogue open to your angels too as well.
Okay.
Talk to your angels to talk to his angels. Okay?
Yeah. That's where I'm at, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And keep us informed of how this all unfolds too.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you for the call, and you have a great night, and he's going to be fine, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a good night, Lisa. Bye.
Bye. Okay.
Sonia, I don't know if you noticed, but there's a question in the chat room.
No, I didn't. Thank you.
Welcome.
Okay, it was a question. Is my husband's ex-wife going to come up to Seattle and try to harm us and take the kids? Mosin is picking up her is picking up on her thoughts and says to me, this is what she is thinking. What do you think? It's a lot of stuff. It really is. You know, guys, I would really suggest that you know, I keep getting a drug connection here. On the ex. Does the ex-wife have some kind of drug problem? If you could give me an answer on that, the rest of it would make sense to me. And actually, this is really important. So if there's any chance you could call me after the show's over, I think we need to... Yes.
Okay.
I'm saying with the situation and the sensitivity of the information, I would sit there and say that we need to do a reading after the show. So if you could actually really do that, it'd be great. Because some of the information that's coming through is really nothing I would want to sit there and broadcast on the air. Do you understand? And went to prison 2 times and jail a lot of time. Okay. Just but is there any chance we can do a reading after the show? Please? And yes, okay. So please call me after the show. And okay, what the heck happened here? I hit the wrong button. this is a wrong button day. You know that? All right. Okay, guys. So we're going back and let's see what we got going. Okay, I'm going to go to this one here. Okay, 610. You're on the air. And what's up? How you doing? Welcome to the show.
Hello?
Yes, how are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for taking my call for you.
No problem. How can I help you?
Also,
Amy, also say hi to Amy, too. Amy's here.
Oh, hi, Amy. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Great.
Okay. What did you tell us your name?
Yes, my name is Sarah.
Okay, Sarah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. I wanted to ask a question concerning career.
Go ahead.
I've been actively, looking for another opportunity, and I even have my, resume revamped, and I just wanted to see, what my prospects were of finding something else.
Well, the one thing I pick up on in your voice, Sarah, is when you said revamp your resume, I think you should also revamp your attitude with your
okay.
How you feel, because you feel like you kind of feel lost right now. And I'm trying to say it in a nice way.
Right, no, what I'm saying is that I'm feeling under the weather right now. I've been, sick with the flu, so that's why.
Well, I understand I understand that, but I'm just saying that I also got that impression that you should revamp how you feel, what you want to do, because it's like you're putting too much of that of your success into what the world wants to give you instead of asking for what you deserve.
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Because when you're sitting, you're asking me, is there any opportunities out there? Well, you are, in true sense, you are. An opportunity.
Right.
I'm just saying you're very talented, but you also have to believe that too, as well as anybody else. Because I just feel like somewhere along the line, there's something about the whole thing where you're just not feeling. I know you're sick, but I'm saying from what I can pick up for the last 2 or 3 months, okay. And I feel like the ideal of the job and what you're looking for and what you're focusing on is the ideal of realigning your focus again.
Well, I failed to tell you that what happened. I already did apply for a few positions. I know the opportunities are there, but I just wanted to see, if you were picking up on me finding that position.
I've been seeing red around you. I don't know if you do much with your chakras, if you clear or not. I'm getting that you need to do some clearing there. Basically, going to the same thing that Donnie's saying, is you being insecure with this.
Okay.
When you become more confident in your abilities, and you can show that when you do your interviews, the job will come along a lot faster.
Yeah, because it's not the in some ways getting reacquainted with yourself when you was in a state of being very confident about yourself, and it's like reestablishing that with yourself again. And things around you of what the world's going to give you, it's the idea of whatever happens in the outer world reflects how you feel on the inside. And if things are not falling into place right now, there's some reason that you need to take a look and go back inwards too. Because I feel like if you'd really do that and focus, and I feel like the red is more of a like you're angry with yourself in some ways. It's something that you should feel like you should have something right now. And I feel like it's 2 weeks in the process of making this, but also letting down your resistance to let it happen. Because when you put it out to the universe that you're wondering if there's a position out there, you haven't really affirmed that there is. So the universe is just going to keep you giving you, like everything's like, I'm like it. Everything is like at arm's length. It's right in your reach. You just can't get a hold of it. Just because you keep thinking in a future way or you thinking in a past way. And I'm just saying focus on what's going on right now, which I feel like you need to go inwards and just see what you see and be honest with yourself of what that's about. And I feel like just by just making the attempt to go inside and really work with yourself, I feel like there's a job and an opportunity for you in 2 weeks.
In a few weeks?
Yes.
Okay, because it could be the certain position that I applied for. I had a really, you know, great established company, and you know, I was very confident in about the, not only the company, but also with my role in that position.
I'm just saying, I would also take and visualize just the picture of you, if it's an office and a desk or whatever the position really is, as picturing yourself in that. Like I was saying earlier in the show, something about where I sit down and I just affirmed $150, but when I did that, I didn't focus on the money. I focused on what I expected, what I deserve, by saying, you know, that talking to myself, saying, okay, Donnie, how much money are you getting today? I'm getting $150. How much money is someone going to send you through MoneyGram? $150. So it was just like reaffirming. And every time I would say that, I could just feel the energy going up and up and up to the point. And then the lady did call me and said, I can only send you $150. I said, that's okay. I just got exactly what I asked for. And that's really, man, that really happened too. It happened yesterday. And actually, when I walked away, I'm just saying, when I walked away from yesterday, I actually made almost close to $200. So I'm just saying, focus on your, I would sit here and sit down and picture myself in that position, sitting in that desk, doing that work, doing that job, working with those people, interacting, and just focusing on that picture until I can almost feel myself sitting in that comfortable, nice, cushy chair, working at that nice hardwood desk, nice smell of oak, with coffee in the air, and working with people, and just anything you could throw in there to make that picture so real, because I feel like if you do, it's going to be that real because you're going to be living it.
Oh, that's great. So you said a few weeks you saw something?
Yes, I did.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Okay. And like I said before, I would suggest getting a past life reading as well. I feel like we could actually really trace back things that are going on to a past life. So actually, it's cool. But it would take some time. And I suggest you get one of those in as quick as you could. The quicker, the more you have those tools in your hand to realize certain things. Because when you realize certain things and you let them go, they don't affect your life anymore. So it's easier to manifest things quicker.
Okay. All right.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, and thank you to Amy as well.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, Karen. You have a good night.
Yeah, you have a great night.
Donnie, there's another question in chat if you will look down.
Oh, no problem. All right, there's a question in the chat room, and it says, I have a question. I've been feeling really irritated at things recently and frustrated. Is it me or is it the outside occurrences? No, it's you. That's not a bad thing. I'm serious. I mean, she's sitting here talking about, see, we talked about this earlier in the show, too, about it. If there's things on the outside that are happening in a certain way, then you need to change what's going on inside. What's this thing here? I have been in a funk the past week or so. This morning after I woke up, I just kept snuggling under the covers and put my hands on my abdomen and chest and sent energy in. I thought, I am love. I am worthy of being loved. That is great. Keep it up. I think I always do that one where I focus on that energy in the behind my heart and keep saying to myself, I love, I love, I love. I can feel my energy rising more and more and more when I say that and do that. So that was interesting. I am still realizing and working on things in this lifetime. Yes, you are. And keep it up. You're really doing a great job.
I feel like she's very empathic, the one who's been irritated and frustrated.
Yeah, she is.
That's what I think myself, you know. I think she's picking up things for other people, too.
Yeah, I feel like she should also do if she's already doing chakra clearings, I would ask myself, am I doing one at night, doing one in the morning, when certain things like, and I do this too, where I, when I feel like a headache's coming on or a migraine, or if I and if I know that I've done too much that day, I will stop right then and there, throw on my CDs on, put my headset on, and just let go right then and there. It doesn't matter what's going on or what's coming, you know. Sometimes you might have a couple appointments you might be missing or something like that, but I, you know, in a situation like that, doing that kind of work real quick that you need to do and listening to your intuition, you're actually telling yourself, you really wouldn't be at your 100% working with your clients at that time anyway. So you're actually doing them a favor. At the same time, you do something good for yourself. And then you just reschedule those appointments. And I'm pretty sure if you tell those people exactly what you were doing, they would understand completely. So, you know.
Right.
And we have
I'm
one
sure
call.
I'm sure clearing your own chakras and making sure you get rid of that negative energy is.
Yes, exactly.
That's going to be done.
I think I'm going to do one after the show. we do have a caller, and Amy, this caller we have on the phone, do you feel anything bad about that or good? Or maybe we should just, maybe we should put a title, maybe we should say, what do you feel? Should we go there or should we not?
Yes,
like,
we'll go there.
Okay. Should we shuffle the deck or just let it there and resonate? Hello. Welcome to the show. You're a Skype Skype caller 111. How are you?
Hi. It's me again. I had called earlier, and you had said to me that I need to stop procrastinating this year, which I understand. I'm just. Are you there?
I'm listening.
Hi. I'm just curious if it's more in my relationship arena, or in business.
Tell me your name again.
Huh? Cindy.
Cindy, say hello to Amy, too. Amy's here with us right now.
Hi, Amy. I'm sorry. Hi, Amy.
Okay. Hi, Cindy.
How are you?
You know, when you said relationship, is it relationship? It came off very quickly, and it says, the problem is it's a relationship with yourself. It's resonating out into these certain parts of your life, because the procrastination is you not making a decision, not to make a decision.
Okay. See, this is what I needed to know. Okay, so if you could repeat that, it's basically me making the decision, trying not to make a decision. So I'm like saying, well, you have to make the first move. But, of course, when you're waiting for that, it's you're waiting for your, you know, yeah.
Yeah, because you're sitting there thinking about it. And when you stop to think about it, you stopped. So everything else around you stops as well. And when you decide to make that decision to move forward and you start moving forward, then you start feeling that feeling of going in the right direction, which is going forward. But it all begins with you and it all stops with you. You know, unless you're going to go hire a substitute to take over for you, which I don't think you are. But,
I don't think I could.
But
boy,
you know,
that would be
people,
a business, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would, because a lot of people would definitely take advantage of that one. But
yeah.
That's a business in itself. So I'm just saying, with the situation, because like I said before, when you said relationships, it said, think about that. Your relationship with yourself reflects the relationships that you have in business, in your career, in your life, in your love life, your children, and it just sets off a tone on every little thing. Cause everything,
okay.
If you think about it, is a relationship in some way.
Yes. Yeah.
And if you're not, if you're not having a good relationship with yourself, which means if you're procrastinating and not making a decision on a situation, you already come to the conclusion that you have to make and you haven't done it, then you're not being true to yourself.
Right.
So how can you be true to anybody else?
Right. And really, by calling and asking the question, I want you to wave a magic wand and say, okay, if everything's good now, you can go.
I just did.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Okay, so keep working on myself and ask for the truth to come through, and so shall it be. All right.
Yeah, because spirituality is a progression. You keep going. It's a lifetime commitment, and many lifetime commitment. It's always has. It always has, and always will. So, you know, just keep living. That's what we call living. Living a full life has nothing to do with getting drunk and getting crazy and jumping off a cliff and that kind of stuff. Most of those people are looking for fulfillment on the outside world, which means they don't have fulfillment on the inside.
Right.
But they would rather go get a quick fix and then deal with themselves.
Right.
And I feel like you...
Pardon me?
Go ahead. Say it again.
No, I'm just saying, and truly what it is we have to be at peace exactly where we are and know what we're doing what we need to be doing at that particular moment, and all else fall into place. It's when we keep saying, oh, but I missed the boat, or, oh, I should have done this, or I should have done that.
Yeah. I always tell people, and I heard this from a friend of mine, which I didn't like her at the time when she said it, but it made perfect sense. When you sit there and say, well, I could have done it this way, I could have done it that way, da-da-da-da. If you would have done it differently, then you would have, but you didn't. You did exactly how you were going to do it at the time you did it. Because
right.
If you would have, I mean, seriously, if you would have done it any differently, you would have, but you didn't.
Right.
So therefore, since we already realized that whole thing, we sit here and go, okay, I got to stop dwelling on the past.
Right.
But sometimes with the situation of focusing, because I always tell people, like the idea when I was sitting there focusing and making my meditation, it was like I was focusing on it now. I knew it was going to unfold later on. But I was living in the now at the time, focusing on that was just happening. Because a lot of people focus on, I heard this lady the other day say this, she goes, well, if it happens in the future, great. If it doesn't, great. Okay, so what she was doing, she was actually thinking about the past and the future, which she was neglecting what was going on now, which is
right.
herself.
Right.
Okay, so she's waiting for fulfillment in the future. She's waiting for fulfillment of something she should have changed in the past. And in the process of it, she's neglecting herself at that moment. And once you start focusing and not neglecting yourself anymore, then your future is going to be brighter, I guarantee you. You don't have to even think about it, because the next thing you know, well, I mean, what happens, guys? Think about that. What happens to tomorrow? It turns into today.
That's right.
So therefore, it's never going to happen if you don't start walking forward. Go
ahead, just one thing, too, Donnie, if you don't mind if I cut in.
No,
please,
go right ahead.
Please do.
I'm not sure what your belief system is, but I know that opening yourself up to the love of God and all of the angels that are around you,
yes,
really can help you. I don't know. It's a wonderful feeling. It helps you.
You're right.
Just feel love for everyone. It's amazing. I know that can help you open up and be accepting of that from other people as well.
Yes. No, you're absolutely right, because the fact is you get caught up in thinking that you're alone, because we, again, fall into the idea that we're separate, and then we have to remember we're not. We are completely surrounded. We're never really alone, and we have to tap
mm-hmm.
into that and ask for whatever we need to do to come through and let us move forward with it and so forth. You're absolutely right, and it's just getting back into the humanness when I just want somebody to say, yes, it's perfect. They're going to come to the door, ring the doorbell, and it's fucking, you know. But you're right. You have to look within and not without.
And it's not the human self. The human self is just a shell. And we found
mm-hmm.
that out because of what happens when we do focus on the human self. We get this kind of this empty feeling. But when we focus on spirituality, we always feel fulfilled.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
So I'm saying, with the situation at hand, you know, like that lady I was talking to, you want to be extremely happy or just happy? And
right.
she goes, well, you know, I want to be extremely happy. I said, well, I don't believe you. Because you're saying it kind of haphazardly, but you're waiting for the outside to confirm that for you.
Yes.
When you got to confirm it on the inside, it says, I am happy. And then I guarantee you, by confirming that and telling yourself, even, I mean, like I was saying, the first, second, third, of talking to yourself, you're gonna feel a resonance about the whole thing, and you're gonna start looking at things differently, and then you're gonna start focusing on just exactly what can I do and what can I do with myself, and then you're gonna start, because people think it's one of those things, you can't focus on yourself because they think it's a selfish thing. Well, who's gonna take care of you? Of course, some people say the ideal that God's gonna take care of you, but He's also instilled all these gifts and all this stuff that comes with you for a reason. I don't think it's something we should just shelf.
Yes.
We should utilize it. I think that's kind of a slap in the face of God's... I'm saying everything backwards today. A slap in God's face, because He give you all these things, and then we kind of say, well, I don't want it right now. Which is a selfish thing, I think, because it's being handed to us right then and there.
Right.
It's like people who say, I don't think I'm ready for a relationship, and they snub a relationship. When actually, in actuality, it crossed their path. It's happening. But they don't want to sit there and accept it. And then they're going to sit there and complain down the road, what happened?
Right.
You made a decision and you said no. Try saying yes.
You're right.
And feel the energy off of yes. Yes is like, I try to do it all the time, even in a situation where you should say no, I'll sit there and go, do you want some peanut butter? And I'm allergic to peanut butter, so I'll say, yes, I would not like to have that. You know, just have the yes kind of makes it a little resonant on the whole thing, so people won't ask me anymore. So, but I'm just saying, yes. I love this world. I love, and the idea of saying yes, I love money doesn't mean you're going to let money run your life and hurt people. But what you're saying is yes, I do love money because I need money on this planet right now because that's what the exchange is.
And it's getting out of here, right.
But you can also put it out there and say, I would like to have compensation in any shape or form. I'm open. I open my mind to whatever the manifestation is, and because I've gotten paid in pizzas, so.
Right.
I think those things.
Yeah, you have to, because sometimes abundance can be a box of avocados, which are good.
Yeah, it's just the idea of looking at things. Like, if you're sitting in the street, well, we had that joke once where we're sitting there talking about the whole thing, right? And the guy's sitting there going, okay, God, there's a flood in here. The waters are coming up. Help me. So a guy comes by on a boat, and he says, okay, guy, jump in. And the guy goes, nope, God's going to save me.
Mm-hmm.
And then a rowboat, well, actually a canoe comes by, and the guy goes, nope, God's going to save me. Mm-hmm. And then a helicopter comes by, and the guy goes, jump in the helicopter. And the guy goes, nope, God's going to save me. And then he drowns. And he's in heaven, and he asked God, he said, okay, God, what happened? Why didn't you save me? He said, what do you mean? I sent you a boat, a canoe, a helicopter? What do you want?
Right.
So it's like, what our job is to accept the manifestation of what we're asking for. I mean, if someone walks up to you today and hands you $25,000 and said, go start your business, are you going to sit here and go and let your pride stay on the way? That's why pride is a sin, because it makes you do things against your character, what you would normally do in a situation like that. And to respect that God's going to manifest things in the way he thinks it should come to you. And sometimes the idea of asking for a miracle, and then when one happens and stubbing it, and say, okay, that was a miracle that guy came up with $25,000, but I don't think I deserve it. And
right,
then God's going
to... Yeah, you turn God's away because you don't, yeah.
Yes, and God's scratching his head going, what?
Right. That's true. Yep, we just have to live in the now and not get attached to attachments and know that everything is exactly as it should be and...
Yeah, buddy.
All in the timing. Yep.
So, I'm just... Oh, yeah. Someone's saying something about a box of avocados would take... Okay, a box of... I can't say the word.
Avocados,
thank you. I would take...
Oh, yeah. No, they're good.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you know, some... Absolutely. Abundance comes in all forms.
I'm just saying, with the situation, it's like we have to learn how to... open up to receive, and sometimes receiving might not make sense to us, but that's the whole point of a miracle, isn't it? It defies reality, so therefore, you just started thinking right and started looking at things in a different way, and then this happened to you. So congratulate yourself and say, okay, I changed my thinking, and I got this guy who walked up and gave me $25,000, because I've actually heard stories like this. A guy walks up and hands this guy money to start a business and says, you don't need to pay me back. He says, you can pay me back by being successful.
Right.
So, you know, those things happen, and sometimes I wonder if those aren't angels.
Oh, they are. I absolutely believe that they are, yeah.
So we need to understand it, because we sit here and talk that one book I told you about, where the Super Beings book, and in there it says you have to make a definite decision for yourself to make, you know, to accept the manifestation. Because I've also heard things like the guy could have had the exact life that he wanted, and all he had to do was move his family from Connecticut to California. Just that one move, and he said, I'm not going to do that. So, but you see, he made an excuse right then and there not to accept the manifestation of of his desires. So the only person he got to blame is himself.
That's right. Very true.
Any questions?
No. I would like, but you do past life readings, right? I am curious about that.
Yeah.
So I will.
Jump in there and get one of those things.
Yeah.
As soon as possible, because I feel like you could really use that, too, as a great tool.
Yeah,
all right?
I will. Okay, all right. Well, thank you very much. I always enjoy. And thank you, Amy. I enjoy talking to the two of you. And have a wonderful
evening.
Welcome.
You have a great night. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
You have a great evening, too. Bye now.
Okay, Amy, we got this area code 810. It seems positive. What do you think?
It's great, yes.
I'm sorry, I'm not trying to put any pressure on you. I'm just saying, just whatever you come out there. If you don't want to say nothing, and you want me to leave you alone, and I'll be fine.
Well, breaking in is the issue. Sometimes.
Okay.
I don't want to be rude, so.
No, that's okay. You mad at me?
No. Not at all, Donnie.
All right. I guess I was throwing out a life preserver for myself, and I just wanted someone to catch the rope.
Mm-hmm.
So, 801, you're on the air. How'd that happen?
Hello.
Hi, how are you? What's your name?
Oh, my name's Laura. Hey, listen, I have a question.
Okay.
I'm wondering if we're ever going to get this Morgellons disease recognized so we can get into a cause and a cure for all the sufferers, because it's getting pretty exhausting.
What is it?
Morgellons disease.
Well, I think if everybody thought about of the non-existence of the disease, that they wouldn't exist anymore. Because I really strongly believe that the manifestation works in every way, positive or negative, and it's what how people think. In this country and in this world, I would say in this country, because I know there's a lot of cures for things that this the country tells you that we don't have. But if you go outside this country, you'll find them. Okay? And with the situation
well,
you're talking... Go ahead.
Well, I've been in contact with other countries. There's a lot of people across the United States that suffer with it, and several other countries. It's just that can't seem to get the medical community to take it serious and get
mm-hmm.
enough scientific, you know, study done on it. And so they're
well,
calling people delusional.
Well, I'm not saying delusional. What I'm saying is mass consciousness has this thing about when one disease is cured, for some reason, another one manifests out of the whole thing. Where it's like we sometimes we feel like there have to be these things with some kind of challenge. And I'm just saying, when I pick up on the whole thing, I feel like it's one of those things that's going to be, for some reason, I feel like it's going to disappear. And I feel like studies have nothing to do but reaffirm it. And this might sound crazy to some people, but actually, if you sit and look on a lot of diseases that are continuing to get worse and worse and worse, AIDS is one of them. They put tons of money into that stuff, and they're barely getting anywhere. And I think it's because of the energy and the focus. It's because they focus too much on the disease and not on the cure. So it keeps taking over. It keeps getting all more and more and more. It's the thing with the war on drugs. When we use that word war, it just seems like these little situations keep getting worse and worse and worse. I think it's because, like I said earlier on the show, Sister Teresa said this, and a very wise woman. She said, I would never go to a war rally because all it does is reaffirm war. But if you want to have a peace rally, which is secure, I'll be more than happy to show up there. But I'm not going to reaffirm something that should be gone. So I'm saying with the situation of this, I feel like this disease you're talking about could be gone a whole lot more with the idea of focusing positive energy into a certain situation of what it should be, which is gone. And we use affirmations for our personal lives on every aspect of certain things, except for these little things we think we can't do, which they work on everything, not just a chosen few things in here and there. But with the idea, and if you want this community to sit there and take action with you and that kind of stuff, I would definitely focus on the outcome that you want to happen here.
Well, that's what I've been doing for the last 5 years.
Well, sometimes with mass consciousness, that's what you're dealing with, mass consciousness here. And it might be just what I said. Maybe you should start focusing on your personal way of looking at this situation, of what do you really want? You want this disease gone. So therefore, just focus on that. Maybe you don't need the help of the science or the medical community. Go ahead, Amy.
I actually have a book to recommend. I'm looking for it. I cannot find it right now.
Okay.
For the author's name is escaping me, but the title of the book is called Cell Level Healing. And basically what the premise of the book is, it's how thoughts can heal your cells. Basically what the person who wrote this book has done for herself and for others is to envision herself as being whole and perfect. And healing does occur. So I don't know if you want me to repeat the title of that book again. I think it would be a worthwhile thing for you to look up, and I'm not sure if there might be if you would feel more comfortable with a practitioner in your area doing that for you. I certainly think it would be well worth it. But the title of the book is Cell Level Healing.
Cell?
Cell level healing. Is it all healing
cell
starts
level healing.
At the soul level?
And
when you picture
healing.
Your cells as being
focusing on the cells, focusing on each and every cell being whole and perfect.
Yes, and you know, I don't know. I think if you could probably even start yourself if you meditate at night, and I don't know how often you do that. Every night, just like picture all your cells being whole and perfect.
Yeah, I'm just what I'm saying is is you're focusing on...
I think reading the book might help you focus a little bit.
Right.
And like I said, maybe seeing a practitioner might help you feel a little more confident in it, at least to start with. But I certainly think that would help.
Yeah, because all I'm saying is the idea of the outcome you're focusing on has the
club doesn't exist.
Yeah.
The problem doesn't exist.
Yeah, because it's like when you talk about the medical field and all these people are thinking you have to go through that, maybe it might be just the idea of you focusing on the outcome that you want to have without them because they don't seem to have the same focus, or even finding people around you that have the same kind of focus and combining that energy together to meditate and to pray together to where you can actually have that kind of energy resonating to do that. Because I've seen, they did this, actually they had a experiment in Washington, D.C. where they took mass consciousness of all these people and told them to all start focusing on that the murder rate in Washington, D.C. would drop. And at the end of that year, it dropped by 10%. So they forgot it, but they did, basically what they did was they took anybody out who had this logical thinking and started focusing on the people that looked at it as a whole. And they changed the outcome of Washington, D.C., which if you ever lived in Washington, D.C. or even close there, the murder rate is crazy, and it goes up every year. And it's one of the highest ones in the country, and it changed just like that. So that was kind of a crazy situation, but it did do, and it did work, and it did happen, that the murder rate dropped. It was either 10% or 1%, but even 1% of 400 or 500 people a year, that's a big difference, don't you think? Amy?
Yeah, oh, yes, certainly. You're talking to me.
Oh.
Yes, definitely.
That's okay. I thought you was like meditating for a minute.
I was focusing on the chat room.
Oh, okay. Anybody have any more questions in the chat room?
There was one up a little higher. Let me scroll back up and see if I can find it.
Speak your mind. You said that. Speak your mind. I want to.
That's Mama's Moonshine. She's making tea blends for the chakras, and that's one of the names of them.
Speak your mind.
Yep.
I'm getting really excited. I'll be in a couple of local stores by March 1st. You got that right. And keep focusing on. I said this yesterday on the show. I said, by the end, I'm going to earn $150,000 before the end of this year.
It was. I don't see the question anymore. I think it kind of disappeared. But it was Mother Jerry and wanting to know what was causing the pains in her body.
What's causing the pains in her body?
Yeah,
you know,
my back is sore. Other than that, I don't know. I'm not getting anything else. But
when is the next Psychic Journeyman show? It is Monday, 6 p.m. Eastern. Also, I have a show that's going to be on Monday, Wednesdays, and Friday. I'm working with Courtney Bibb, who has a show on Block Talk Radio called Courtney's Intuitive Corner. We're actually combining our talents of history and aliens and UFOs and that kind of stuff to do a show that's called. The show is called The Missing Spiritual Link with Courtney and Donnie, and we're pulling history together. And Monday we're doing a show at 11. That's going to be on the Atlantis, but what we're trying to do, we're going to combine the two of have the similarities between Atlantis and the Garden of Eden, where it basically goes into the direction of talking about. People have always wondered in the Bible when it talks about Adam and Eve and Cain and Abel, and then Cain kills Abel, and then he walks through the wilderness, and God marks him so nobody will kill him, and we have all these people on the earth, and the question is, people are trying to figure out, okay, where these people come from. Now, my biggest thing is the idea of Atlantis. I think in some ways, Adam and Eve is more of about survivors of Atlantis, of going out into the wilderness, of going away, because from what I heard, I think from a past life experience of my own that I actually lived there, and from what I can see with the situation, they were survivors of Atlantis because they knew exactly. It's like Superman. In Superman, if you watch the movie Superman, you'll see that the Krypton race was arrogant, but there were people who knew what was going to happen, and they planned for it, and so Superman actually was evacuated from the thing way before the planet was destroyed and he was saved. Well, the same thing happened with Atlantis, where there was a lot of arrogant people who said, well, you know, well, we have this thing going on. It's always going to be this way. It's never going to end. Nothing's going to happen. And then it was ending, but there was other people that, think about this, this is a very, very advanced society. So the idea of not having an advanced warning and kind of clouds the mind of going, okay, what the heck? So I knew that was going on. So I was one of the survivors where we actually take off and leave and basically start these other cultures. But all the same thing, too, of looking at Atlantis as the kind of civilization it was. It just takes you the whole thing, okay? So tune in and check it out. And thank you guys for all being here. And may God and the angels bless you every minute of every day. And we'll see you Monday. Either check us out with the show at 11 o'clock or check us out at 6 p.m. when we do readings and stuff and do a nice little topic. And we're hanging out there and kind of thing, okay, guys? Well, thank you. And may God and the angels bless you every minute of every day. And we're going to get, we have a caller here. We're going to answer some questions for. But at the same time, well, not anymore. So, okay, guys. May God and the angels bless you every minute of every day. And thank you all for being here. It's been a great, fantastic show. Thank you. And we're going to leave with a bang. So you guys have a great one.
When nothing goes my way, and late nights turn to days, I spend my life in and out of trouble. And everywhere I turn, I never seem to learn, ending up my own worst enemy.
That drives me freaking crazy. All right, let go. Let go. Oh, this thing drives me up the freaking walls. Okay, hold up.
Heard that, so.
Yeah, I'm sitting here trying to fix
it. Is,
my freaking thing's stuck in mode.
Oh, geez.
No, the thing.
I put the link in there for them. I don't know if the one who called about the issue is having. Was in the chat room or not, but I put the link in there for that book.
Okay, cool. That's great, man. I'm just, you know, I need to take a break and let's go. I think about hanging with Sasquatch. Hey, you know something? We're actually going to have a show on Sasquatch too. Bigfoot.
Yeah, I think there's a show that has that name.
Oh yeah. Come on. Oh, this thing gets in my freaking nerves. Okay, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, I'm about ready to go nuts with this thing. Oh, it just keeps doing this weird shit. I'm trying to take myself out of the screening room, and it just keeps going around and around and around and around. Where I just want to smack somebody. Oh, I'm trying to relax on this whole thing. I was just sitting there praying for a while, going, okay, angels, I need some help here. I said, I don't, you know, the idea, I had a guy, did you hear that one guy, this one guy calls in and tells me he's a professional killer, and what can he do to get away from the thing, because he said, you know, the idea, what should I do? And then I clicked on this other call, and he's in there snickering, and I, for some reason, I just had this funny feeling that those two are the one and the same, or they're buddies, and they're just laughing about
the
whole freaking thing.
Nice.
And then we had customer service pop in and said, you having a problem in here? And yes, we are, and, it seems like it's becoming a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And my thing keeps going around in circles. I'm like, let go. But, yeah, it's kind of a weird thing. And I actually, I don't need to deal with headaches. Hold on for a second.
I'm sure.
Hold on.
Yep.
Hello?
Hi, are you too busy?
No, hold on for 1 second, okay? All right. Okay, I'm going to take these calls and stuff. I had all these people calling in after the show.
Yep.
I just need to take care of situations and that stuff. But thank you again. I appreciate it. And I'll call you later.
Okay. Talk to you later,
Tommy. All righty.
Okay. Bye.
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 Bye-bye.